I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're live on the Lord's Sunday, ready to do some live podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Who Tips everywhere. Go on Crowdcast, check out our live shows. It's been fun. We're getting a lot of great guests lately, and today is no exception. We got our play cousins in the house. We got Nick Jew and Reg from What's the Tea Podcast. Good day, Saints.
Hey. Hello.
How y'all doing?
Oh, you know, it's good to be in the house of the Lord because, you know, the church is the building.
Okay.
Come on.
Right. And we can't be in the building.
Right. The people, which I was actually listening to that pastor this morning. He done got a new follower.
Oh yeah, he was good.
Really?
I don't know what all his other stuff is, but I feel like that's a good sign that he was like, what we're not gonna be doing is getting up and going in this building and coughing on each other. That's not gonna happen.
Right. And the thing I liked about him is that he was speaking nigga talk. You know, in his own way. He didn't say niggas, but that's, you know, it was implied. It was like, y'all niggas don't be DMing me. Don't be emailing the church. Don't be at the church on Facebook. We are closed. He wanted to make it crystal clear until the Lord himself make it where he ain't got no choice.
He said to the Lord, slap him 3 times out of his sleep. That's the way.
Pour some warm water on him.
Come on. He said, until I feel the fire up under my feet, don't bother me.
Okay.
And how are y'all getting by in the Rona, you know, lately? I feel like that's the number one question we have to ask all the guests because it's kind of the same, but it's a little different for everybody. And today, you know, this weekend, people acting like, you know, that somebody said Ali Ali Oxen Free and they out here on these streets. So, like, how are y'all getting by?
Well, somebody had a birthday.
I did on Thursday. Quarantine birthday was wildly lit, as the kids used to say. I'm completely and totally by myself. Like, I'm not seeing people in a socially distant manner. Like, I'm going to the grocery store and back to the crib. Like, that's all I've been doing since March 10th.
And I like, well, you also have your neighbors that are keeping you company.
The lady with her unapproved guest.
Yeah.
I saw her in the hallway last night and I was this close to being like, sis.
I just picture you like leaning up against the wall, like Jim Carrey at that, like, I need human contact. Like,
touch me.
Right. Somebody put a hand on the wall or something. I just need to know I'm alive. I did see your birthday Instagram though. It looked great. You was out here stepping into your full auntie life with the animal print.
Yes. I have leopard print almost everything from a shower cap to the socks.
Come on, leopard print.
Yeah.
I am grown.
All you need is a leopard print beaded curtain and then it's a fucking wrap.
Don't tip me with a good time.
I'm going on Etsy right now.
Come on. And if you really want to step it up to the next level, you know you got to get a matching hat and matching shoes.
Come on.
Right.
And what about you, Reggie? How you been getting by in this Rona apocalypse?
You know, I haven't completely shaved my head yet, or dyed my hair blonde, which I think are all the things that we homosexuals do when we're on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Oh my God. Dwayne Wade just dyed his hair blonde and now I have to go.
He's an ally, okay? He's out here.
Right, he is a fierce Brock ally.
Okay.
Right. It's true.
A fierce Brock ally. I'm out of the city upstate in the woods, with some friends that I knew before 2020 and some friends that I made after 2020. It's challenging.
What's it like quarantining with more, like with people in the crib? Like, are y'all like, looking at them like, I hope you better not bring no friends in here. Like, are they, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are y'all getting by?
You know, it's been just the five of us for 10 weeks, which is a lot. And I think like at first we sort of were like, okay, we can't talk to each other all day, every day, cause we're going to run out of shit to talk about.
Right.
So like we like don't talk before 6 p.m. so that we have something to say at dinner. But yeah, I mean, I think it's hard because I think a lot of people, we're all sort of like, I want to go back to New York City. I want sushi. I want, you know, like food that I didn't have to make. Yeah, it's challenging. I think we're all trying to figure it out because 10 weeks is a long time and we're in a county, we're in Ulster County, which is, you know, like doing fine, but still can't reopen yet. So I think we're all feeling very itchy to, you know, go out and be hoes like well, we were.
As a fan of the podcast, I have to say, I don't wish you to have to live this way forever, but I'm a fan of the Wi-Fi, okay? Like, the signal and the sound quality.
He's not the man on the street no more.
Okay.
Yes! Talking to you live near the train track, live near the airport, calling from the theater. Like, I love it.
You know, I hate it for you, but I love it.
On the street.
Right.
we be putting out shows every week.
Okay.
Multiple times a week, actually.
Okay.
Like, it's all kind of wig caps coming through and everything over there. I see y'all.
We got so many wigs.
And then, like, also, I know, you know, you were on Broadway.
I forgot about that, but I was on Broadway.
It's been 83 years, but you were on Broadway, man. So like, are you keeping pulse with like all the happenings there? Are you concerned like when they'll come back, if they'll come back, all that type of stuff?
I mean, I'm very concerned. I think we all, so the folks who were in The Inheritance was the play that I was in. Mm. We, you know, all like still have a group text and talk all the time. And, yeah, I mean, I think theater, like live performance will probably be the last thing to sort of come back because it, like the literal business model is like a bunch of niggas in a room together. Mm. And like, I don't want to have to swing on somebody if somebody coughs or like, right. if they be lying with the temperature checks and all that shit or like, you know, right. cause like before in a theater, if somebody's phone rang, like they would stop the show and be like, hey, shut your phone off. But now I feel like if someone coughs, it's like, hey, nigga, quit coughing. Put your mouth. Like, what the fuck? It's you, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I have allergies. Fuck y'all.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. I need to see a fucking prescription.
Right.
I need allergy papers.
Everybody about to be like, oh, you got allergies? Hand me my Q-tip. We going up in these nostrils real quick. We going to get to the bottom of these allergies, okay?
So, yeah, I feel like that feels very scary. But, you know, I'm going to just start an OnlyFans like everybody else.
Hey, listen. I'm okay. I'm going to tell you right now what everybody's sleeping on, dog. What we really need is the OnlyFans versus, okay? I feel like
I was like, who's verse? But you mean versus.
Mm-hmm. We need an OnlyFans versus. I feel like people sleeping on that potential right there. So, you know, if you listen, take the idea. I just want to see it, put it into the earth so that it exists.
I mean, Reggie joking, but there is some people that would check out his OnlyFans page. You know what I'm saying? He act like he don't be posting his Instagram with his 45 pack.
Yeah.
And stuff.
He be trapping on the gram. All greased up.
Come on now. Tooted and booted. Act like nobody realize what's happening now.
Respect the work.
He swear he not fine, but right. We see
right.
the repeats.
I see the likes over there.
Look, come on.
I discovered the post shower body oil is better, better than lotion. So yeah,
I only get
my life has helped me.
I can only get those likes when I post pictures of Karen or if I'm like if I cook some like burgers. I'm like, look at these burgers.
I was like, no, I see your food. I'm ready to risk it all and get on a fucking megaphone. Right now,
Ra, you be low key trapping too. Combing through that beard, talk about it's coming back.
Oh, I was just excited it's coming back, guys. It was
crap.
Yeah. It hurt when I had to cut it off.
Yeah, he was sad.
I was in the mirror like, this song's dedicated. That hurt, boy. Oh my god.
Do you want the Rona or do you want the beer?
Right? Like, hey, it's all gotta go. It's taking so much from us. Come on.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know how
y'all, I mean, at least y'all aren't alone. You have each other, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, we're good. Thank God we were like a real couple that like love each other and shit. I don't know how like the fake people is making it through.
That hurt my feelings.
They're not okay. I'm reading Twitter and they are not okay. Like, as much as I'm like lonely, as I can't even describe the lonely I am, when I see people who hate their husband, hate their kids, I'm just over here like, you know what? Could be worse.
Right. Ain't that bad.
Right. But nah.
I do bad all by my what?
Self.
Come on. But yeah, we go like what we'll do is like, if we get restless or whatever, we'll like go get in the car, drive around a little bit or something, or the store or something. But we mostly just sit in the house playing video games, working, and doing the podcast and shit like that, and maintaining. I'm not gonna drive myself crazy doing all this stuff. And then also we're good with not trying to like force conversation, which I think is something.
But y'all been together for a long time, so I'm sure y'all are very good at that.
So it's like a skill, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I think sometimes people feel like we haven't talked in X amount of time throughout this day, we have to talk, or like I gotta come in every hour and check on you. Mm. Like, maybe like if I haven't seen Karen a couple of hours or something, I'll walk in and be like, "You straight? You good?" She's like, "Yep." I'm like, "All right, well, back over to my side," or whatever, and that's it. Like, that's it for me.
I know y'all used to go out to eat a lot. Have you been ordering takeout?
Somewhat, like a little bit, maybe like once or twice a week when I don't cook.
And that just started.
yeah. And of course, we go through all the like extra black shit that you probably don't need to do, but we do it. Like, we wipe all the shit down, put it in different containers, wash our hands 2 and 3 times and shit.
Yeah, like, we be looking at them people like, "Hey, dog, hey, we got a tray outside. You ain't got to stand at the door until I come and knock."
Yeah, Karen got that ring alarm, so sometimes you could
get the fuck off my porch.
Right.
That's the purpose.
Like, you turn on the sound and be like, "Hey, bro, you could just leave it. You could just sit it right there."
I see you, dog. I see you.
Yeah, I wonder, because I over tip on purpose, you know, because I feel like what they doing right now is so important for everybody. But I think over tipping makes them feel like they got to do like a over delivery,
because they get here quick. I think they bump us to whatever the top of the list, because sometimes,
well, I don't mind the speed. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about this extra shit where they be like standing there like a waiter with your meal.
Yes!
And I'm like, fam, it's not that serious. Sit it
on the
tray.
They be giving you Caucasian service.
Don't they? I know they be so surprised when a black person open that door like, "Oh my God. Oh.
Do you work here?"
You're right. "I was going to give you good white man service. I didn't know this was, a Negro house. I could have been late."
Is your owner, the homeowner around? Or right.
Your owner? You know what? But, you've been in the Get Out Woods too long.
Okay. I need to get in, fuck.
I wasn't ordering out for like 7 weeks, and I live in the city. Like, ordering out is what I do. So I just got tired of like cooking and doing dishes, and then I started ordering stuff, and the stress you have to go through just with the order. And then at first they were recommending you reheat the food, and I'm like, well, if I'm gonna do all this, I might as well cook.
Yeah, and then also because the information keeps changing, because
these
motherfuckers in charge can't be trusted. You got a lot of paranoia out here. So, like, I know at first people was like, "You can get it if you touch something. It could be in your food." And it's like, well,
yeah, we don't really know where it comes from.
Right. And then scientists had to come out and be like, "You can't get it by eating food. So that's not how it works. It doesn't go down that pipe." Then it was like, you can get it from like, if you reheat the food, it kills all the viruses. I'm like, first of all, if you re-microwave Popeyes, it's dry now to fuck up my Popeyes.
I can't do that. I'm not doing that to myself.
Right. So, you know, it's just little shit like that people had, you know, don't wear a mask, all that type of shit. So I feel like people were basically just getting paranoid and being like, "I'm just gonna take a bite of chicken and a shot of bleach."
Oh, we know where it came from.
Right.
Gwyneth fucking Paltrow, that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. She was gooping it up on us.
and we got gooped.
Yes,
I did watch Contagion last weekend, and the whole timeline was like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm a masochist. Have we met?
You know, what I've been finding myself doing is watching more documentaries. And I don't know why I'm watching more documentaries, but because they're normally about terrible things, but it's soothing. I watched Trial by Media this week. George Clooney's produced documentary series on Netflix, like 6 episodes, and it's really good, man. Like, it was kind of soothing and shit. Spoiler alert, it's all racism was the real culprit, guys, all of them.
you're probably ahead of the game on that. We all gonna have to get used to watching documentaries because they not filming nothing, so in a couple months it's not gonna be nothing to watch. Mm-hmm. But something you can make at home.
True. Archival footage.
What video games are you guys playing?
Oh man, I just beat the whole Uncharted series.
Whoa.
Yeah, like I took about a week, 2 weeks or so, and just played. I got a PlayStation 4, Karen got it for me. And so once we got quarantined down, I said, I guess it's time to fire this bitch up. And then I just started playing games. I beat Last of Us, which is a really sad, good game, but it's so sad. And then Uncharted, which is Impossible White Man, like going to brown places and taking the artifacts. So I'm a big fan of that genre, the Indiana Jones colonizing genre. So, you know, shot up a bunch of people. Just, I mean, I don't know how many people I've murdered in cold blood at this point, but it's a lot. And, took all their artifacts and, you know, fucked up all their, old, like, burial grounds and temples and shit, and collapsed Great. Them on my way out. So that's been
Did
really
you build
fun.
The Walmart on top of the burial ground?
Not yet. I hope Uncharted 5 is just us coming back and gentrifying everything to be like, ooh, this Starbucks used to be an Incan temple, okay? So we'll see. Like, we make artisanal bread in this Mayan church right here.
Every time something bad happens in America, like, I'm one of those conspiracy theorists. I'm like, well, if you hadn't unearthed all the native, you know, burial grounds, maybe we wouldn't be going through a plague right now.
Come on.
It's locusts and shit. I'm like, okay. Okay.
They opened that sarcophagus last year, and the whole world was like, why would you do this? It's like 6 Indiana Jones movies telling you this is a terrible idea. Right, the mummy, a whole 2 franchises devoted to why this is a terrible
right.
idea.
And the thing is, y'all make the movies to tell us that the shit ain't right. It's always a scientist in the movie to be like, this shit ain't right. Y'all out here creating the real life Jurassic Park, out here finding fucking shit that was frozen for 15 million years. It was frozen for a fucking reason. Nah, why don't we rethaw it and dissect it? What do you think will happen, bitch?
That's why I like Jurassic Park so much, because it's the most realistic series. Like, we were, because like everybody's like, we would never do that. I'm like, well, first of all, we would absolutely do that.
Right.
What you should be saying is, we would never do that twice. And you're right. We do it 5 times. We have done that shit 5 times, and we would keep doing it. We'd be like, no. This time, the dinosaur.
That didn't work. Let me try some. Let me make them more vicious.
Let's make the dinosaur cage 2 feet taller, and then splice the dinosaur DNA with Stephen Hawking, and then we'll just see what happens.
Like, watching Contagion, it felt like watching the news. Like, dead ass. I was like, oh my God. This movie is showing every single thing we're going through right now. And it's a little worse in the movie, but I'm not, like, wiping my forehead. Right. I'm not wiping my forehead, because that second wave, friends.
Yeah.
Did we have a black president in that movie, or did we have a white president?
They didn't show the president, I don't think. I feel like every time they were in the Situation Room with Lawrence Fishburne and them, it was just the military.
Maybe we don't have no president.
I mean, we don't.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you talk about the second wave, like, that shit is real.
Rona.
Every time.
It's just my brief heart. You got
guys, Rona. We lost Reggie.
You got the Rona.
We lost Reggie. We had to cut him off the podcast. We don't want to get it.
It's viral. It's spread through the computer now. They ain't tell you. It's malware.
Karen,
it's on my mic.
Karen, what were you saying?
Oh, I was saying the second wave, girl, that's real, because if you know anything about history, they'll tell you that this shit ain't the first time something like this has happened, and every time it happened, everybody gets happy, gets excited, throw parades and shit.
Yeah.
After they done told y'all, you know, this is contagious, they were like, woo, we beat it, and next thing you know, it's twice as bad.
I keep seeing these videos on Twitter of people at, like, it's just white people wall to wall for the most part. And, they're at like the pool or the beach, and it's just, you know, just everybody go surfing, just having a fucking great time, and none of them are 6 feet apart from anyone. Like, I was like, y'all might as well just form a cube of just a mass of humans in a cube and just go be a petri dish somewhere. Like, y'all want to get it. It's crazy.
What terrifies me is, like, the black people are doing it too. And it, like, I keep seeing people posting stuff on social media and, like, do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But why?
Why are you telling me?
Are you posting it? Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, though? It's like, it's so segregated. Cause I don't ever see white people with black people. But I,
oh, of course.
Like, I only.
All their black friends are staying at home.
Right. And then, like, when I do see black people, I don't see no white people at them events. So, like, if it's like a black pool party, it's just black people there. So I don't know how it segregated itself into this, but, like, yeah, everybody gonna get it because the virus don't care.
Virus don't see color.
And you getting some pickup. Like takeout food, because they don't really do delivery here in the woods. You got to go drive 20 minutes to get that shit. And people were standing in lines, and I walked like 30 feet around to walk away from people. I was like, don't even get.
I don't like it, man. Like, some, that's the other thing too. Like, some of the places here are opening, and then they're practicing social distance inside. But the fact is, we have half of a country who finds the idea of practicing social distance to be, like, offensive. Like, they're not, like, it's worse than just being, like, like, for example, there's all kinds of rules in life where you're just like, I'll roll my eyes, but if this is what y'all think of help, I guess I'll do your little thing. They're not even doing that. Them motherfuckers are like, put on a mask, I'll be right back with my gun. Like, what?
Right.
Where did this come from? Why do you need to kill somebody rather than wear a mask? It seems so over the top, but it keeps happening.
Yeah,
go ahead, Karen.
And it doesn't make no sense, and it's a little bit of everybody. I think that people didn't realize how much they actually need to be around people, because it's human nature to actually want to be around people, and I completely 100% understand. But the problem is that you're asking people to do something that's against human nature. Think about people outside themselves, and people just refuse. Because me and Rob was talking about this yesterday. I got family members that I am content that I will never see them again. I'm fine with it. I'm like, until we get a vaccine, I will never see you again. I'll call you. I'll send you flowers. But I am not going to be in your presence again. And I'm content with that. But most people aren't willing to make that sacrifice. They got to go see their mama. They got to go see their cousin. They got to go see their boyfriend or whatever it is. I mean, which is fine. You have the right to do that. But my thing is it worth you dying? Or is it worth the person that you love dying in the process too? Because the thing is, and maybe it's just me and my paranoid mind, I might be asymptomatic. I don't know. We don't have enough fucking tests. And because I don't know that, I am under the assumption that I go see these people and I could give it to them or they could give it to me. And because I'm being considerate and caring, it's very frustrating when you look at other people. I've actually calmed down because Roger, you used to know, I used to want to fucking turn everything over in their grandma when I would look, and I'd be like, bitch, I'm giving up everything. How dare you take your ass outside?
Yeah.
How very caring of you.
Mm-hmm. I think, so for me, it's like, some health officials are starting to address that. People are getting cagey. They want to go outside. So they're like, here's what you can do. And as much as I give a side eye for people going outside, at least outside, if you're wearing a mask, which people aren't, and social distancing, which people aren't, the chances of transmission are a little bit lower. Right. What terrifies me are people inside of houses and bars and restaurants, just all on top of each other, no masks. Right. And it's like, those people will probably be fine. And the warmest part of my Christian heart feels so terrible seeing an internet full of people wishing a deadly virus on people because they're outside being stupid. Right. However, it's those people who are going to be asymptomatic and go take it to the people like me who only go outside once every 2 weeks because I'm terrified and I'm right. as careful as I can, but in like a moment of weakness or I forget and rub my nose. Now I have it because your dumb ass needed to go to the bar.
Yeah. And right. like the thing is those people that are at these events, these rallies, these parties and shit, they got lives. So like that could be your coworker, you know, that could be yep. the person that works at your grocery store. That could, so that's one of the reasons I think it's really dangerous. Like all these companies that are like, well, when the, we can start bringing people back. Now I'm like, I don't know how you can ever feel comfortable mm-hmm. bringing people back unless there's a vaccine, because while they may act and appropriately within the confines of your job, right? So you, everyone's wearing a mask in here. Okay. So everyone's doing it. They might do that, but then if they go outside and they're like, you know, freedom motherfucker, and they rip off that, right. you know, rip off their mask and start like fucking tongue kissing street poles and shit. Like if that's what, if that's what the fuck they doing, then it don't matter what they do at the job. Like they still are going to spread that shit. So I don't know what the fuck company's going to do.
Me either. And the thing is, what's so funny is that the largest companies are saying, bitch, stay home till next year. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are saying, okay. we're giving you the choice if you want to stay home or not. A lot of them are like, it is permanent. A lot of them are like, within the next 5 years. So it's almost like a disconnect. Big companies are like, got the most money, the most research. They actually are listening to people. They're saying stay at home. So what the hell fuck you think your mom and pop shop about to do when when the company that has hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people are saying stay at home? It doesn't make sense. And the thing is, a mom and pop, you're not going to have the protection these big companies going to have when they be like, y'all can't sue. I'm going to be able to sue you mom and pops. You know, I might not be able to sue the big company, but you making me come in, you know, or the way some of the laws is, if I refuse to come in, now I'm ineligible for unemployment. That doesn't make any sense.
All right. Let's, you know, speaking of coronavirus, guys, we open up every segment every day. Now we've been opening up the show with a coronavirus segment. I search Spotify by putting in coronavirus and we pick a random song.
It ain't always good.
It's not always good. I've never heard these songs before. We'll find out together. Today's artist is Mad Bay. Okay. I don't know if they're representing the Bay Area or Bay.
I've never heard of them.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know who G-Eazy was either until late. So yeah. don't count me.
Okay. It's M-A-D-D-B-A-Y-Y. So the name of the song is Coronavirus, and it's off of their album Coronavirus.
My town on lockdown, stocks crashing, meltdown, yeah, whole planet down fun, hey, but I'm thinking about you, all schools been shut down,
hey,
no kids in the playgrounds, Times Square's a ghost town, yeah, but I'm thinking about you,
come on,
the only thing I care about right now is you,
this nigga's lying. Had me at first.
I'm not gonna lie, they had us in the beginning.
It's a mixed right. message.
I'm mad at the chat. They both gonna die.
There's some new Romeo and Juliet type shit. Like
he went. Mm. He had a spark where he started. I thought he was really doing well until he said he was gonna get some N95s and drive down I-95. and show up at somebody's house and quarantine with them, now I'm not so sure.
Okay. I feel like it's okay if they both practice social distancing for the 2 weeks before he took the road trip and mm-hmm. he was like very careful while right. he stopped at the gas station. But my mind didn't work that fast. As soon mm-hmm. as he started talking about being with her, I was right. like, well, see now all that goodwill you built up in the first verse is
gone. I mean, technically, you know, it's not against the social distancing guidelines if they're less than 10 people and you know they've both been masked up, but right now it just sounds like the dude that went to go see Jess Wood,
right?
So I'm not 100% sure about this.
Yeah,
you can't. I mean, if you're trying to bring some PPE and not just the PEEN, so
wow.
Yeah, wow. I feel like his idea is social.
No glove though.
His idea of social distancing is just wearing a mask while he smash. So I'm not.
And you know what? You're right. If you're going to show up, you at least need to bring some food.
Yeah, maybe he did. He kind of had my mind flowing when he started talking about getting in the car. So I was just like, where is this going? So let me
play. Her house is where it's going.
To the hospital.
And you know she's going to stay by herself.
Yeah. Let me play a little bit more. On second thought, it's not that bad if he's social distancing,
yeah,
and he's just driving straight over to her house and
he ain't making no stops,
then hopefully she is too, then I'm gonna allow it. Okay, maybe it's fine. All right, news. nearly half of the Twitter accounts discussing Reopen America may be bots, according to researchers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So y'all motherfuckers talking to these comrades out here. That's why I don't be arguing with them.
Mm-mm.
Like, you hop in my mentions if you want. That new feature where you can like mute the reply or whatever that shit is. Like, high reply block. Yep. Get out of here.
Yeah.
What happens is sometimes people follow me and they start arguing with the people. I'm like, no, baby, we don't do this. Mm-mm, no.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. The ghetto. Why?
Those Vidania. You can go and get out of here.
Not on my timeline.
Mm-mm. No, that's the ghetto, arguing with them robots. Virus does not spread easily from contaminated surfaces or animals, revised CDC website states. So the CDC, which has consistently been updating as they get more and more information, the original thing was like, and you know, I don't want to be a conspiracy person, so I'm not going to do it, but the original thing was, you don't need a mask, just don't touch your face and your eyes and shit. And then we found out, actually you do need a mask. What they're saying now is like the odds of it coming from like a food container or something you touched in a grocery store or whatever is actually much lower than just getting it from people to people contact, which is being in close proximity to people, especially being in close proximity for a long period of time, and not masking up and not staying 6 feet apart and all that stuff. So they're basically saying the new guidelines are, you know, not to be as worried about if it's on a cat or something like that. You'll more than likely catch it from somebody that you're another person. So
that's cute or whatever, but if they think I'm not gonna be wiping down these groceries,
right? I'm wiping down everything.
Shoulders, chest,
look, pants, shoes.
the Negro spiritual says wipe me down. It doesn't give any exceptions or exemptions. I'm wiping it all down.
Not under this administration, baby. I will be wiping it dying, okay?
Ooh, do y'all think they will ever come up with, like, coronavirus condoms where people just come and you just cover them up with something, like, put them in the bubble? Like, yeah, nigga, you can come in here, but, oh, you need to put the condom on for you, walk your ass in
there. A full body condom?
Yes.
You know what? I feel like
butt naked in a big ass rubber glove.
I mean, you keep your clothes and shit on, but you know, you keep you and your virus in the bubble.
I feel like they
my mind went a whole other way.
Oh, my bad.
I thought you were talking about sex.
Me too.
So
my bad.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, for them too.
I feel like maybe as a fetish. But definitely not.
You know, some motherfuckers being a rubber and shit.
Right.
Like, our time is here.
That's definitely not going to be what the new sex is for sure. I know much. Like, we can't even get Future to wear a regular condom. I know he's not putting on no full body condom.
That song sounded very futurist to me because he was like, Times Square is a ghost town and all I could think about is you. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You ain't got a call back or anything, but I just wanted you to know that, like, my heart is also on lockdown.
With the restaurants closed, the CDC warns of increasingly aggressive rodents looking for new food sources.
Ooh.
You know, we read an article, I don't know if we read an article here or whatnot, but in NYC, you know, with all the restaurants and people dropping and shit, you know, rats kind of had their territory. But now with everything shut down, rats are starting to like go to other parts and like get gangster and shit and like wipe out other groups because they're like, hey nigga, we all trying to survive.
Yeah, I think I saw that, like the rats were having like turf wars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So rodents like, of unusual size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely not. It's the ghetto.
Yeah.
I live in DC too, so we have like, you know, mice occasionally in our apartment buildings, and they're like not allowing service people in the building at this time. So they're like, that's on y'all. You're gonna have to figure that shit out right now.
You're gonna have to go old school with the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like it's gonna be all, the rats out there singing, you know, there's no cats in America and shit.
Come on, they disappeared.
Fivefold. Oh yes. My God.
And the streets are made of cheese.
I feel like, also, can I just say that might be the first movie that scared the fuck out of me. I don't know why. That movie is so scary to me. People.
That and the fucking Great Mouse Detective. I was fucking terrified.
Yeah, man. Wait,
what movie?
An American Tale.
Oh, Fivefold, man.
It scared the shit out of me, man. Them cats was not fucking around with them rats. They was like, word. The rats and the cats was, they was a motherfucker, dog. They scared the shit out of me. They were fucking Fivefold of him for his family up, dog. No, thank you.
Anti-Semitic ass rats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They was like, you don't belong here, mouse.
His
yeah.
name was Mouskowitz. Think about
come
it.
On man, I didn't even pick up on it. I didn't mm-hmm. even pick up on it as a kid. I got to be an adult and watch that shit. I was like, these niggas are,
oh, they talk about immigrants,
they hate Jews,
right?
They was like, we just trying to live, we trying to escape this persecution. They the rats and the cats over here was like, nah, we not with that, buddy.
Mm-mm.
Oh God,
they didn't have their purple capes on, they wasn't the mouse Israelite.
You know, I just feel like, you know, it's good people on both sides, you know. Fuck that, man. Hey, anyway, a Wisconsin woman who took hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 decades contracts the coronavirus and says, how can I be sick?
Oops, sorry. See, they make it so hard to be a good Christian.
And it's
ooh, this was not in my instructionary manual when I got saved. Like, how I'm not supposed to laugh at people right now.
Cause you know what this means. She only say that cause she fuck with Trump. You wouldn't be there's no way she says that and she watches Rachel Maddow. You know what I mean? She says that because she watched Fox News. So she was like, how can I be sick? The president said, oh.
If you believe he taking it.
Yeah, he ain't taking it either.
No, y'all, he not.
Where did she even get it? Like, do she go to the fucking Duane Reade and be like, can I please have the hydroxy cut?
You know where they get it from? they get it from black women because it's a lupus treatment. And what now else? Black people who couldn't have lupus at much larger numbers than other ethnicities cannot get their fucking medicine because these crazy cuckoo people are taking the lupus medicine.
Well, that's the thing. She has lupus and she's been taking it. She's been taking it for 19 years already as a lupus treatment. So she listened to the president and thought, oh, so I'm probably immune to the shit. I take it all the time. Right. And she said she believes she would not contract the virus because Trump touted the drug is effective, even though most medical experts urge caution. Despite only leaving her house to go to the grocery store, she started to experience troubling symptoms in mid-April. And
this is why science is hard. Like, science is hard on purpose. And it's a whole bunch of different kind of sciences.
Come on.
It's like biology and chemistry and
come on.
Other shit and geology and like, you know, it's
and all the shit in that Temptation song, okay?
All the ology, okay? I don't know much about any fucking ology, but I'm not gonna take the advice from somebody who looked like that. No.
I just keep thinking in my mind, it makes me laugh every time, but it's really not funny. But every time I think about this shit, I think of people that fucking go to school for like 15 years to be a scientist, and you finally like
all them letters behind your name.
You finally graduate. You finally work at a job for however many years. So you get that white lab coat and that fucking like, you know, director of blankety blank or whatever. And right. And you're like, I have studied infectious diseases. This is how it works. This is how this one works. We are in the lab. There are people that are not even getting to sleep because the scientists are working around the clock for vaccines.
Right.
And they go on TV and they're like, listen, this is what we need to do to beat this thing. And this is what the future looks like. And they can just bring on another person in the next segment that's like, well, I just don't feel like that's, you know, true. I just think we should be able to go outside.
I know,
you know?
They want to burn that motherfucker down. It,
I mean, the flu kills 80,000. I mean, this is barely killed more than the, you know, I can't imagine how much they want to choke the life out of a motherfucker when they see that, man. Oh.
It's not the same, but it's sort of like when the internet is like, I think such and such should play such and such on TV and the first such and such is not a fucking actor.
Right. Yes.
That's a little, nah. So I think I a little bit understand how the experts feel right now.
Right. Yeah. Oh man. So, let's see, is there at least four states have admitted to combining COVID-19 tests, providing misleading information about the spread of the virus. Texas, Georgia, Virginia, and Vermont have combined data from two separate coronavirus test results, potentially painting a misleading picture of the coronavirus spread.
Yeah, because everybody's quote unquote trying to rush to open back up. For what, bitch? For who? For death?
Right, for what?
They've been combining viral test results and antibody test results. The viral tests are the nose swab or saliva sample. Those tests look for direct evidence that someone currently has COVID-19. An antibody test, on the other hand, use blood samples instead look for biological signals that a person has been exposed to the virus in the past. Adding the results of both tests results into one total that has the potential to provide an inaccurate depiction of the virus's spread. While Georgia health officials have claimed that they are following CDC guidelines with combining the two tests, Texas, Virginia, and Vermont have taken steps to correct the misconstrued data over the past several days. Georgia don't give a fuck, man. Oh my
At
god
all.
I hate that dude.
They opened up for 2 days and was like, up too long.
Right.
I mean, closed down for 2 days.
Somebody in the chat said that we should start looking at other countries' health organization data instead of our own. And I totally agree. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody whose friends are living, I think in, I forget where, but you know, like we have a lot to say about these fascist countries and these, you know, communist regimes. But like, they made people go and stay inside the damn house, and they stayed inside the damn house. But also, the government gave them money.
Right.
And sent them supplies.
Yes.
So they didn't like have care, to go outside.
Like care packages. In other countries, they were sending them care packages for all the members of their home. They were sending them stipend checks the whole time they was out. They were paying people's rent. They were telling the landlords, don't kick people out. We're covering rents. They were telling jobs, we will pay you to keep people on your payroll. So you, cause here, immediately, people got laid off. Like, it was like right. the COVID and immediately layoffs. They was like, we can't have the economy crash because of this.
Well, we still don't know, because like some of these motherfuckers be lying too. So like, mm-hmm. some like that was the one. I mean, I'm never gonna publicly agree or give this nigga any credit, but that was the one thing that Trump said at first when he was like, we don't know if these numbers for China is real. I was like,
well, he right.
That's a good point, but I mean, I'm not gonna, right. well, I'm not gonna have his back. Point. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about right. to, I can't have his back, cause that nigga will turn around and then he'll be like, it's the China virus, and now I look stupid. Cause I never fucking said nothing about it, but that was when
That's
I was
why
like,
I never retweet Azealia Banks.
Yeah, cause you ain't gonna have me looking stupid out here, dog. This is what you do for a living, okay? Y'all saw old man Ebro said,
oh my God.
He said, we need to, we might need to forgive Doja Cat or some shit or be gentle and like,
no, we won't
teach her and all this stuff. And Azealia Banks went on her Instagram and put something like, what was all this energy for me? Huh?
Okay. Listen, look, a broke clock.
Listen, I will never, I said, I can't retweet this. Mm-mm, no.
But I understand.
No. Right. Cause in 2 minutes she gonna be calling him the F word, and I'm gonna be like, everybody gonna be like, but you said, Rod, you had said she makes good points sometimes. I'm like, no, you know what? No. I'm not stabbing me in the back crossing the river. Alright, so let's get into some other news, guys.
Oh, before we move
but
on.
But before we do that, Karen.
Oh, I wanted to let y'all know, Reggie had asked, and I wrote it down, this is why I remember, what video games I'm playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I'm playing Animal Crossing and Farm Together. That's what I'm playing. And they're not hardcore like Roderick. They are bright. They are
First of all, that is a motherfucking, that's a motherfucking lie. This woman has so much shit in Farm Together. She is so hardcore. She has gotten every achievement on this game except for two. And she probably got those two by now. She be up in there farming like she wake up in the morning and get to farming, okay?
It's her ancestral roots. You know, they had us in the fucking
okay,
fields.
Planting all the cotton, owning all the slaves. Do not.
I do own all the slaves though.
Do not let.
Have you taught them how to sing? Do they do the spirituals?
Not yet. I can own up to 15. I'd have maxed it out.
Her farm is so balling compared to my farm. So don't, you are not gonna lie on in here.
They do have a union. I didn't want them out here like Amazon. I was like, they're gonna boycott, so let me go ahead and get them a union.
She only built them a union because I asked about all them slaves on her farm. I was like, what are all these people doing on your farm? She's like, these my workers.
Yes!
Is this on PlayStation? I'm about to download this shit right now.
I think
now.
It's on PlayStation. I know it's on Xbox.
Mm-hmm,
it's one of the, was it a free game? No, I don't think it's a free game on Xbox, but it's on Xbox, but.
Mm-hmm. It's called Farm. It's so much fun. I do. I play hours and hours, and this is one reason why we don't have any problem in the COVID, cause while he over there playing his shit, I'm out here, farming, working hard. It was kind of my way of checking out a reality. Not trying to be funny, because we all deal with it in our own way. And so I was like, it's so much going on. It's so much stress. I can't watch it. Like, I was like, I can't consume it. So where is something, or what can I put this energy? Because everybody has this energy and they don't know what to do with it. So I was like, where can I put this energy? And that's what I do. It's very bright. It's very colorful. And it, for me, it meets all the needs for me to kind of check out. That's why I'm lost. Yeah, like Roger said, I got about 4 or 5 more pieces of land, and I own every piece of land on the game.
Yeah, she tried.
Wait, okay. I have a question about Animal Crossing, Karen.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, how cute. Everybody was so excited about it, and it looked so cute. But then I started seeing tweets about somebody named Tom Nook, and he seems like not nice.
We haven't got that far in the game to see the evilness of Tom Nook, but
he's not nice.
At the beginning, what he does, he's like
a scammer.
He's basically like a loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
Like he,
oh, that's the raccoon that be selling the shit.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it's like, here's a free trip. Then you get there.
Right.
He'd be like, hey, word.
Speaking of which, y'all owe me a bunch of money, but don't worry. I'm gonna let y'all work it out on this land. Mm-hmm. Just go out here and clear all these things, build all this shit for me, come back, exchange shit for more shit, here's some tokens, you know, it's a big ass scam, but people seem to love it.
My friend Luke, who's here with us in the Get Out Woods, mm-hmm. is playing Animal Crossing. So I've seen it. I was like, oh, you in debt 200,000 bells.
Right.
Nigga.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, you know. But in that game, you the slave. In my game, I'm the master.
Mm-hmm. You know, Reggie loves being a virtual slave owner, so I'm sure he'll catch right on up to you in about a week.
I've been playing Fortnite, so I've been getting really good at tearing shit down and shooting people. So,
Yep.
We were both playing the Kim Kardashian West game again, and I tried to do the hack. So you have to pay money to like do shit. Like you have to pay money to go on dates, to do the jobs that you get. So the whole game
Where's the sex tape option? That's what I want to know.
The what?
Where's the sex tape option? Can I like?
Right. They need to reprogram that shit. Like I'm an adult. I want to make adult fucking decisions.
I don't want to work your boutique.
So the point of the whole game is like you're working at this clothing store and Kim Kardashian comes into the store like 2 minutes before y'all close. Like, I need some help. I know y'all close, but I need some help. And so if you choose to help her, which duh, it's her fucking game, then she like starts to get you in on becoming famous or whatever, but you have to pay money to do everything. So there's like an internet hack that could get you rich enough so you could just do everything. I tried to do that shit. My phone caught the coronavirus. And Reggie out here marrying niggas and shit off of his riches.
Well, I got it, but the iPhone was like, nah, this shit is blocked. So now I can't open it. My Kardashian husband is like, hey, can I see you?
Can we talk? Hey, you. And because you be so busy, like jet setting, the way you stay in a relationship is to send your boyfriend or girlfriend like gifts.
Oh wow!
But I can't even open it, so my husband gonna divorce me. I have to fucking delete that shit. I was heartbroken.
This is what the children are learning.
Yes, and then they send some girl to start shit with you, and like every time I'm like, I don't want no smoke, like I'm backing away. There's more money in starting shit with her.
Wow! So they got a whole. They got a whole, you can't physically fight. What's the guy?
No.
Okay. So they got a whole Jordan Woods just in the game. That's crazy.
Yep. Wow. And you can like say shit, if you say shit about her to the fucking tabloids, you'll get some more money.
Okay. Well shit. They telling y'all how the game is.
You have to be rich to play, to take the high road. You don't get money for being a Christian.
I love how they are telling everybody how the game is sold, like uh-huh. right there. And people still had a nerve to watch the show every week and be mad at them. It's like, I told you what we doing, okay? We talk shit for a living to get paid. Like, what? Look at the, play the game, okay?
I want to fucking slap the self-tanner off of somebody. That's what I want to do.
That's how I know people don't actually watch the show, because that episode had came on like 2 weeks before it hit the timeline, and I just watched it like, wait till they see this shit right here.
Speaking of reality
TV. How old are you?
speaking of reality TV, Princess Love files for full and legal custody of her and Ray J's children.
Now you know this is, you gotta do a trigger warning, cause Nick Jew about to get on the motherfucking airplane right now and risk it all for fucking Willie Norwood Jr. You know this.
Listen. Everybody
be
gotta
whoever
weep,
you
man.
Wanna be. Love whoever you wanna love.
Okay. Yes!
Yeah. Princess filed for that.
That's my nigga!
For that custody. You know,
I'm sure he won't fight her very hard. No, I'm kidding. Well, he's going to go full petty in this custody battle.
The pool isn't going to fight her.
Right. He's rich too. Like he got money.
He rich. Y'all joking on him, but him and them scooty bikes is making him a whole lot of money.
What about them damn indestructible glasses that the nigga broke right in front of his face?
But you see his response, the most underrated entertainer of our time.
Hey, he on Insecure this season too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't kill her. I murdered the pussy. You know, no disrespect to her parents.
Yes, he's on Sherman Showcase. Ah, they best episode.
Yeah. The Black.
I love him so much. This is it. Y'all thought Kanye was my problematic fave. No. Mm. It's
Willie Norwood Jr.
You know, the one.
if we're being real, I would not put it past Ray J to put on a Make America Great Again hat if he could find something funny in it. Like, I could see.
Brandy made a baby mama song because she knew.
Yeah, I can see it. I'm just saying.
And y'all know what? That baby gonna be set up for life. They gonna be negotiating. He gonna be like, well, I gave the baby an APT. I mean, what else do you want, my niggas? It's gonna be greatness.
Wasn't she pregnant again? Doesn't she have two
kids?
Yeah, they got two kids. Nigga.
I guess she gonna end up getting the outdoor court.
Well, yeah, because she got the indoor.
She gonna get the outdoor pool. The Blast obtained new court documents. The state Love is requesting full physical custody of her two children, Melody and Epic. However, Love.
Epic Norwood?
Yeah, EPIK. Epic.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I love it. If they can have Apple, we can have Epic.
Now that's true.
That's right.
And Colt.
That's right.
Yeah, because you know how I feel about them when they start naming kids fruits and shit.
Love does want Ray J to be granted visitation and wants to create a custody arrangement. In addition, Love wants Ray J to pay child support and also states that she wants legal custody of the children, which means she would be the sole person who makes executive decisions for the children regarding their medication, education, and among other things. So we'll see.
Oh, he's not gonna go for that. Let me slide in his DMs to tell him, like, I would be a very good stepmother and an advocate for your children.
He better not be no damn anti-vaxxer.
Right?
I don't think he is. But you gonna be able to deal with him and his APT antics, Nick Jew?
Yes.
Cause I feel like, you know, looking at Ray J's history, like, he got a type, and I feel like you fit in the type. Okay.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so? Oh my God.
I feel like you know
what? Type. Of course.
Well, see, now that I'm at the ripe young age of 42, mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little bit of my cougar energy starting to bubble up and just my dirty old lady rising to my eyelashes and just batting them at these young men. So, you know, I might be ready for a little Ray J. Yes, I broke up with Craig Robinson because he has some other light-skinned black girl named Nicole on his live and she was twerking and stuff. And wow. So, no, there can only be one Nicole.
Mm-mm-mm. That's how they fuck up. Too many Nicoles. Okay. Let's see who else is fucking up. Lana Del Rey got slammed. Allison Roman.
Which one is that?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Which one is that?
Lana Del Rey is one of the white singers.
He know who that is. He know that lady.
Okay, so this is different than I'm thinking about the cooking lady. So this is completely different.
Allison Roman hopped off the screen just in time for Lana Del Rey to take her place. Like,
okay, you know I don't know who that
one
white woman
when
is.
When the twin powers activate.
Hold and she thought she put her own self on the Summer Jam screen, like, gladly. And like, nobody was bothering her. Nobody invoked her name, nothing. She should have stayed in the cut. Eating her yogurt, and if she had left off that first paragraph, if she had not said any names, she would have been fine. And she ignited the very worst of the stands. She ignited the Barbs, the Navy, the Hive, like all in one fell swoop while everybody is sitting inside the house with nothing to do.
And
they said,
Cardi-
Rihanna hasn't made music in so long, she didn't even put her name first.
And Barty Gang. And
The Barty Gang.
Yep.
Ariana Grande stands like
nobody got no job.
Somebody said that she put Ariana Grande name in there because she thought she was a woman of color.
You know she did. You know she did. She should have never went to Aretha's funeral. Okay, she was up now.
She's like, she got to be brown too.
She done fucked up, man. Question. This is her Instagram post. First of all, I want to start everything this way. Question for the culture.
Shit. That's
tell
never going to end well.
Me.
Oh, no.
I have a question for the culture, okay? Question for the culture. Now that Doja... Actually, I don't even know what this lady sounds like, so... Question for the culture. now that Doja Cat, Ariana, Camilla, Cardi B, Kehlani, and Nicki Minaj and Beyonce have had number ones with songs about being sexy, wearing no clothing, fucking, cheating, etc., can I please go back to singing about being embodied, feeling beautiful by being in love, even in the relationship if it's not perfect, or dancing for money or whatever I want without being crucified or saying that I'm glamorizing abuse? Several question marks. I'm fed up with female writers and alt singers saying that I glamorize abuse when I, in reality, I'm just a glamorous person singing about the realities of what we are all now seeing as are very prevalent emotionally abusive relationships all over the world. With all of the topics women are finally allowed to explore, I just want to say over the last 10 years, I think it's pathetic that my minor lyrical exploration detailing my sometimes submissive or passive roles in my relationships has often made people say I've sent women back hundreds of years. Let this be clear. I'm not a feminist, but there has to be a place in feminism for women and who no. look and act like me. The kind of woman who says no, but men hear yes. The kind of women who are slated mercilessly for being their authentic, delicate selves. The kind of women who get their own stories and voices taken away from them by stronger women or by men who hate women. I've been honest and optimistic about the challenging relationships I've had. Newsflash, that's just how it is for many women. And that was sadly my experience up until the point that those records were made. So I just want to say, it's been a long 10 years of bullshit reviews up until recently, and I've learned a lot from them. But I also feel I really paved the way for other women to stop putting on a happy face and to just be able to say whatever the hell they wanted in their music. Unlike my experience where if I even expressed a note of sadness in my first two records, I was deemed literally hysterical, as though I was literally the 1920s. Okay. Anyway, none of this has anything to do about, wait, what? You can't get to the end and say it has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, that's it. None of this has anything to do about
Roderick.
Yes,
Roderick. Mm-hmm. Oh, you better act. You better act. Come on, acting. Come on, actor. With the feeling for the like inflection as stakes and choices. You better act.
Well, you know,
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When did Kehlani get a number one song?
Her album just came out. It's charted. Don't hate.
Just curious. I like her.
And I'm about to say, that's one of our bae little cousins. Don't do that to her.
I feel like I missed a moment to celebrate her, like, number one song.
Oh, because she shot her in the face by making this comment.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. She did the thing that I've seen other people do and black people do on social media. You got a specific person or group of people that you're mad at. So instead of you calling them out and pointing the fingers at them, you making wide statements, which means you literally hit everybody in the room and then even people that you didn't mean to hit. And then everybody looking like, but you shot me, and they take it personal when the bullet wasn't actually for them. And my thing is, once you start naming people, of course the people who represent them and their hives, who live in the age of hives, are going to come out and be like, we got something to say. She shouldn't have dropped names. And you, if it put like this, if you're not going to say this is the specific person, sometimes it's best not to say anything at all.
It was hella suspicious, though.
It's free.
It's really right after all these black women went number one. So it would have been suspicious even if she didn't say them names, because it's like, you know, and then she left out Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Adele, Caddy.
Yeah, and the thing is, this doesn't cover up the racism behind it. Because, mm-hmm. like you say, all the women you name, you assume that they were people of color. Mm-hmm. Even if they wasn't. They, she was like, you look brown enough. You the color of a paper bag.
Blonde. Yeah, she brown.
So
I think she made some decent points without that first paragraph, and unfortunately since then she's put out like two more statements, and basically mama had the nerve to say that if you found a racial element in her statement, then something is wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. No girl.
Oh, word.
And that she didn't know that third wave feminism was already like a thing. Like, she just keeps putting things out and it just keeps getting worse. And like, you know how I think we all are kind of in agreement about how we feel about cancel culture or whatever. Yeah. But you know it's bad when your own fan base is like, girl, please, like, this was, I retweeted, somebody was like, I'll never forget this comment for the rest of my life. And it's like one of her stands, like, girl, we are depressed and sad. We cannot fight the barbs. Take this down.
We was not ready.
This is why in school, the three topics are reading, writing, and arithmetic. Like, you can't write if you don't know how to read.
Right. Baby. Come on, man.
You gotta read from something before
and
you
And I don't
write
think
something.
It's coincidence that it's right after these black women set these milestones, man.
Exactly.
Like, this is the same thing that happened with that Alison Roman chick, where it's like some Asian women start getting money, and then she was like, it's really fucked up how people out here just getting money, you know? It's like, I hate that shit.
And then she had the nerve to cape for her, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's that shit I hate, like, where, people be like anti-capitalist, but then they use black people as examples. I'm like, no. Talk about these white folks. They got the money and had it way longer. Don't be wait till we get on. We just moved up the block. Now y'all like, you know, capitalism is over. Okay, it's time.
Talk about fucking Chip and Joanna Gaines and leave.
Yeah,
hello. Goddamn, Chrissy Teigen alone.
Come on.
Wait, Joanna is a person of color.
You right. You better come for Chip Gaines and them damn property brothers.
Come on.
And them fucking flipper flop niggas.
Do y'all think she made this comment and like everybody was like in the house was just chilling. All of a sudden the navies, they unleashed their boats. All of a sudden the hives started chopping in their stingers. You all of a sudden the bobs started grabbing their wigs and was like, oh word, bitch. And she wasn't ready.
Yeah.
They got the fucking human hair wigs too. They left the synthetic ones alone. They was getting the serious wigs.
Come
that's,
on.
That's the other thing. Everybody in the house.
Right. And like you say, her poor half, they weren't ready. They was like, oh, you should have told me it was a fight. They came in and just got devastated overnight. They didn't even see it coming.
Well, they not. She makes like depressing music with like some throwback 1920s sensibilities type shit. So she don't even have the hive for this. This is not what they do. Like, that's the other part of that comment that was funny too, is they was like, we also too small for this. Like, it's not enough of us to fuck with these people. Just please leave it alone. Why would you do that? And like, yeah, you have to learn. I mean, it sucks because I mean, you do want to say names, quote unquote. People do like tell people that all the time, like, just say the names or whatever. But it's a fine line, because if you say the names, sometimes it does save you problems, because it's like, oh, people that weren't intended to be hurt won't be.
Right.
But then when the problem is still internal, it's your insecurity. Now you said the names and everybody knows your insecurities and they come at your ass. Like, she fucked up on that.
Right. And so that's the thing. It's like a catch 20. It's a really fine line.
Yeah.
Because either you shoot everybody in the room, or you single shoot those people.
Right.
Either way, it's a, like, either way.
Well, if you shoot the most popular people in the room, you might as well shot everybody in the room.
Right.
Like, she crazy. Right.
Either way, it's a problem. Like,
you know, none of them women was bothering her. I don't even know if any of them said nothing back.
They might be like, who
was?
Yeah, I'm shocked because I, you know, if we had Vegas betting odds on it, I would have had Nikki, all my money on Nikki to say something back. But nobody really said nothing back. They was like, who? All right, whatever, girl.
And that is the highest form of shade, when you pay somebody dust.
Yep.
Pay them dust.
Whose fan is this?
Speaking of dust. Oh, go ahead.
Are you here for the meet and greet?
We don't find...
Honestly, I think the best thing they could do is treat her like she's completely insignificant and like this didn't even happen. Yeah. I wouldn't even address it.
We don't sign autographs till after the show, so... speaking of paying...
If you go to bookings at richnigga.com, somebody can get you a refund for the meet and greet fee.
Speaking of paying people dust, Future reportedly believes his baby mama unilaterally impregnated herself with his DNA.
You know he didn't know the damn word unilaterally.
What?
Mm-hmm. No, he does. Nevadius or whatever his name is like an actually smart, intelligent person who takes care of himself. What?
Just makes dumbass decisions?
No, he sings about making, I mean, like the unprotected sex thing with multiple women at this point, like, clearly that's his lifestyle. Like what are you gonna do? If you're a woman who's still sleeping with Future without a condom, then like I'm not gonna victim blame here, but you know, like
there were clues.
Yeah, there were clues.
Yeah.
There were clues.
Yeah. This is like the people that I see at the Rona parties. Nah, I don't have to feel bad about this. No.
Donate to my GoFundMe.
Right. And it works both ways, because I don't feel bad for him when he end up in court either. I'm like, what?
Nope.
The fact that there are still niggas on his quote unquote side on this, I don't know what that means. That's like literally being on Azalea Banks' side all the time. Like, he just gonna embarrass y'all later. Just let him go out here and do his thing.
But I will say, he might have a point. At this point, his semen might be so strong that you can get pregnant without, like, you have to keep 6 feet distance from him or else you might get pregnant.
Yeah, sentient semen.
I think,
It seeks that egg out.
According to legal documents obtained by The Blast and High Off Life, the High Off Life rapper is being sued by Eliza Serafin, the mother of his one-year-old daughter, Rain. The complaint accuses Future of running the plaintiff's name through the mud with false allegations of promiscuity, sexual misconduct, and mental health issues. Serafin also claims Future's legal name, Nevadius Wilburn, sent her text accusing her of stealing his last name, sleeping around for financial gain, as well as clout chasing. Let the lawyer speak for
you. Is that a legal offense, clout chasing?
Right.
I believe it is in the new Maryland statutes that just came out.
Thou shall not clout chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just depends on.
There'll be a whole bunch of niggas in jail for that.
Oh, I know of quite a few felony clout chasers out here. Okay.
And I
have your names, and I will see you in court. Let your lawyer speak for you at this point. You bogus. Stole my last name. Now you want to be relevant. Just fall back off the net trying to prove a point. One of the texts reportedly read, TMZ, this bitch stole my last name. I think that's what I heard. I will never respect a clout chasing bitch. Never. FOH. So what did he mean by stole his last name? The allegation that Miss Serafin stole my last name refers to Mr. Wilburn's misguided idea that Miss Serafin was somehow able to unilaterally impregnate herself with Mr. Wilburn's DNA rather than because of the 2 years of unprotected sex the parties previously engaged in, and that by giving the child who was subsequently conceived as a result of these sexual relations Mr. Wilburn's last name, that Miss Serafin thereby stole Mr. Wilburn's last name. She also said he threatened to kill her in an attempt to coerce her to terminate the pregnancy. Okay, so at this point, I'm wondering, why does he keep threatening to kill them when it's never worked? Like, or has it worked and we just didn't hear about the times it worked? Because, like, all the women just basically be like, I don't think you will, and then they had a baby and get the money.
Right.
Anyway.
That makes me so sad, because it's like, you know... Why fuck her if you just hate her so much?
I just pictured this kid at like 14 Googling this shit and being like, yeah,
did my dad and mom love each other?
Right. Google. Right. Google, and it's just like, oh, I remember this is your first birthday where your dad threatened to kill your mama and you had to go to court because she said she unilaterally impregnated herself with his semen. But you know, he'd be on Twitter every Mother's Day and every fucking like birthday for his kids, like, I love you, looking out for your future junior and shit. I'm like, how?
All he like a vasectomy, a simple procedure. Like, I know it's, the thought of it is terrifying to a man, but it is a outpatient procedure. You be home that same day with a bag of peas for your penis.
How's it less terrifying than more children? How's it not less terrifying than that? Like,
yeah, the vasectomy is actually cheaper, because I'm gonna tell you one thing, when a woman gets it done, that shit is expensive. That shit is a lot of money. And
but this nigga rich though, it don't even matter if it's expensive. It wouldn't even matter if it was expensive, he rich. Also, condoms are much cheaper.
Come on.
So
can't help yourself, man.
And you know, sure, it doesn't feel the same, but you know what else doesn't feel the same? Sleeping until 8 a.m
right.
But y'all act like he gonna be, never mind. He's not gonna be there.
I mean, the text that he gets at 8 a.m. like, when you gonna give us our money for this child? That's what I mean.
Right? He probably put the baby mamas on D&D.
Try
me. He don't respond.
He probably do. But how can he keep up with all of them, you know?
I wonder if he has them in like a group text situation.
You know, just he like, do. An Excel spreadsheet.
They have a Facebook group at this point.
I'm sure they have a Facebook group. They have a meetup.
They on Microsoft Teams.
Ciara has entered the chat. Okay. Ciara has entered the chat, just to say, do y'all need anything? I feel like Russell Wilson should just raise all the babies. Okay.
Right.
Take over. I mean,
all them kids.
He's doing such a good job. And it's the only way that the future Hive niggas can hate him more is if you start taking care of the other kids too.
And legally adopting them and changing their last names.
Hanging out with them and shit.
Yes.
A whole football team just with little future babies running around and shit. Twitter is letting some users, make convos exclusive, which means you get an option when you tweet something to tag a person, and then only they can respond. Only people who you follow can respond, or no one can respond, or everyone can respond. And I like this feature. I got it, this feature. And, what I use it for is to say stuff like, man, hashtag team Molly. I love her and her decision making. And there's nothing.
Well, this has been great. I'm out of here.
She did nothing wrong at Bossy. And then people get mad and they want to reply. They can't. The other thing I did, I sent one to Justin this morning that was like, this last season of Game of Thrones is my absolute favorite. Perfect. There's nothing they can do better. Nobody can reply to it. It's the best feature on here for trolling.
And only that person can apply.
I'm gonna just use it. I'm gonna just use it for that. Yeah. I'm gonna start just, only my friends I trust though. Some of these niggas gonna fuck up the joke and be like, but I disagree. So I'm not gonna fuck with them. But everybody, like, I'm just gonna be tagging people like, oh, just start listening to Lana Del Rey. It's actually banging. You know, I fuck with her. I wasn't a fan until this latest controversy, so.
Had a point.
Yeah, she has several good points if you think about it.
Rod is like, Scarlett Johansson is just a high caliber actress. I love her work so much. At Nick Jew.
Well, see, nah, I can't do that because Nick will respond and be like, no, the fuck she ain't.
That's right.
Yeah, I gotta do something we agree on that people will be mad about. I've been thinking about them.
Unfortunately, people can still quote retweet those.
Right. I'm okay with that. I just don't want them to be able to know that I saw it.
Don't talk to me about it.
Oh man, they should never roll the shit out from people. I just want to see who are the people who've been begging for this that's not gonna use it though.
Right.
Cause you know, people that's been begging for this, like, what they need to do is to still stop this harassment, and they're gonna be the first ones to keep tweeting the old way and be like, wow, Jack fix this. Like, okay.
They say the controversial opinion and say, don't at me, people. They want to get at us.
Yes. Like, do something with that. All right. Let's get into some of our games. Okay, guys. Time to play some Fucking with Black People.
Yes.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's Fucking with Black People. The game that goes all around the globe, and we find different articles make us feel fucked with as black people, and we score them from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Let's see who's fucking with us today. Oh, speaking of which, Doja Cat is over party. Trend on Twitter after an offensive video surfaces. That's right.
Yeah, I just seen the trending.
Doja Cat was canceled a long time ago, and then unbeknownst to everybody, she was uncanceled for some period of time.
Right.
And the blacks were celebrating her. I know, I seen it. And then somebody exposed her as still having problems. She has gone viral 2 weeks in a row. The first week was everybody like, oh, black girl magic, she got number one with Nicki Minaj. Oh, I love her. And then this time is for the opposite. An offensive video surfaced on the internet. Now Twitter's ready to cancel her. It appears that Doja Cat may have been in a Tiny Rooms chat. I've never even heard of this, which is how you know it's racist.
Right. There were so many words in this case that I didn't know, but I knew I couldn't Google them. And I'm like, listen, she said the F word. She doubled down on saying the F word. Mm. Apparently she apologized. I don't remember the apology, but I do know. What I do know is she came on the timeline, not wearing that many clothes, twerking, and there was a lot of men who were like, oh, you're forgiving. I wasn't trying to be funny that day, but I'm like, must be kind of weird being part of the LGBTQ community and all of a sudden things are just okay with this person because she's fine.
The thing is too though, like, I don't think men were ever even mad at her. I don't even think. Like, the men they don't give a fuck. Like, she got fat ass and she light skin. But the other part was, a lot of women start celebrating her as black girl magic shit after she started twerking and, like, really kind of doing the aesthetic of, like, a lot of, you know, black American artists and shit. So it's like, oh yeah, she back, y'all. You know, we got a lot of those. Sometimes I think we are too hasty to cancel black women. Okay, I don't cancel sisters, and I'll, you know me, I just sit back and watch, because to be honest, I don't cancel anybody. So this is where it comes in handy, you know, because I don't have to feel bad when they fuck up or when they do good. I just be like, that's them. Anyway, so she was in a Tiny Rooms chat with white supremacist incels and denouncing her blackness to everyone in the chat.
Using the N-word with the hard R, honey, in front of them people.
Showing out for Chad and them.
In the alt-right chat room. And the other thing, too, is the thread I saw about it was kind of like the Cynthia Erivo thread where it was...
Yes.
they had that shit ready to go, but also, like, some of the evidence wasn't really evidence. Like, they would show videos of her and say she said something, but then mute the audio to the video, and people were sharing it. They were like, yeah, she was saying niggers. I'm like, was she saying it, or was y'all I muted the audio? I'm like, well, nigga, that's the only point. You can't go take this to court.
Yeah, the receipts started to get more accurate and indeed, because at first too, I was like, ain't none of this a receipt. This is like a chat room. Like, who cares? And then, like, there was an interview that came out about her being in some secret chat room that she wouldn't disclose because people are quote unquote crazy. And then there's like a full on video of her saying some very unforgivable things.
Yeah, they well, also, you know, they got the girls on the Lipstick Alley, so you know they got
the fucking CIA on that shit.
they got plants everywhere.
They gonna get to the truth, okay? Like, you won't be able to keep a secret for long from now. But yeah, although no evidence has surfaced so far of Doja making racist statements, there was a message exchange implying Doja's racism. The back and forth also claims Doja was a regular on the racist websites. She allegedly never once said she was proud of her blackness and stated she wished she was white and that at least she was thick. This is all allegedly. The back and forth also claims Doja was a regular on the sites. Twitter even alleges that her song Didn't Do Nothing mocks unarmed black people falling victim to police brutality. Yeah, I don't even know if that's true or not, because I don't speak that.
So that Dindu, I guess, came up on those deep internet forums for like 4chan for racists and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was popularized, I guess, as like a way to make fun of black victims of police brutality.
Like, they didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you're a didn't do nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So people are saying, I've never heard the song, right, but her fans are trying to say that the song is from the perspective of a black person. But everybody else is like, well, a didn't do nothing is da 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 da. So they're saying that she's been deep in the dark web of alt-right racist for a while, because this is not a term that most people know.
Okay. And then they have footage of the tiny rooms, like a big ass Zoom with a lot of people on it. like an alt-right Zoom and shit. And I know it's like one black dude in there, because they're always,
no,
is.
He's white, but in the chat they're like, are you Arab? Are you one of them Arabs? But apparently he's just got like a bad lighting on his video.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's white.
Okay, cool. Wow. So, well, he was in there and she was talking back and forth with him, but she didn't really say much, but it was clearly a room of where white people making jokes about other races and shit. So anyway, she's canceled again. We'll see how long the cancellation lasts.
I was just gonna say, how long this gonna last,
right?
Oh no, they're already doing the like, Doja Cat is not canceled today, and we forgive Doja. That's already started this morning.
Yeah, who are they that say that?
I haven't looked into it, yeah, but it's probably not black people.
Yeah,
would be my guess.
Right,
the Fashion Posse.
Yeah, I got a feeling that it's not us. So,
Oh, you trying to say that you're not black if you don't uncancel Doja? Is that what you're trying to say?
Rob Biden? Listen, if you support Trump over Doja Cat, then you ain't black, Jack. Okay? Tell you right now. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Dracarys.
All right. Dracarys for Nick Jew.
Yeah. 5011. Yeah.
Okay. 5011 for Reggie Karen.
I'm going to be controversial here. I don't actually care enough, so I'm giving it like a 25, and I don't know what to tell you. I'm like okay, that's nice, but I don't actually care.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm giving it a low one because as a straight black man I don't have to care, but mostly I'm giving it a low one because I don't trust Twitter no more. So like some of the shit that like it says Doja Cat's Didn't Do Nothing song is about Sandra Bland, ? That bitch gotta go for real. You fucking serious? Like shit like that, I'm like, I don't know if y'all are being for real or if you're just like, this will make it worse, so let me say this, and then people start running with that shit. It just don't look good, you know? And I think because I never was attached to her like that, I don't give a fuck. Like her music is straight, you know, no shade to that shit, you know, but I'm not a huge fan of her music even to feel some type of confliction or loss. I'm not losing anything. I like that Bitch I'm a Cow song. The song with Nicki Minaj is straight, you know what I mean? I thought
even that Dr. Rapist Ass Luke wrote that song or produced that song.
Say so,
baby, we can hear you when you talking with somebody else talking. What did you say? What did you say?
I said, I can't believe Dr. Luke wrote that song. That's terrible.
Say so?
Oh, no, say so. Ooh.
Wow, I didn't know that either. So, yeah, it's a bop, though.
I think I'm fucked with as a black woman because I saw the whole shit shake down after her first cancellation, how quickly men were like, oh, yeah, who cares that she offended the gay community? She thick as hell. And so now that there's this, like, my little revenge heart is like, burn it to the ground. I hope it's all true. I hope every detail of it is true.
this is the thing where I don't give a fuck. It's like when I find out a porn star don't fuck black dudes, I don't care. Like, I wasn't going to you for your political opinions or about race. Like, this is a totally different thing. So yeah, I separated in my mind a long time ago, and she is thick and all that shit. She did start twerking and she is light skinned and she won them farms. It's a wrap. She's not gonna be canceled.
No,
we'll be seeing her soon.
Oh yeah, she'll be another number one coming to you.
We'll be seeing her fucking with black people again soon.
Yeah, and
real quick.
And maybe if I followed or paid attention, my score would be higher. You know, I'm like, if I actually fought, but because I don't, I'm like, oh yeah, she just the bitch, I'm a cowgirl. That's what I say every time I see her name and keep it pushing.
Honestly, I blame, at this point, you gotta start looking at Chrisette Michelle. Like, why you not twerking, sis? You could have been back.
Okay. Hello?
Like, come back in some tight clothes, twerking, like, motherfuckers will be like, you know what? We really got rid of her too fast, okay? So because you like Trump, so what? Everybody that like Trump gotta go? I mean, listen. So, all right, let's go to the next one, guys. Republican has dropped $20 million to prevent your black ass from voting. It's essentially an open secret that Republicans have to cheat to win with a go-ahead from federal courts. The party prepared to do just that. Vice reports the Republican Party intends to spend $20 million to recruit a network of up to 50,000 volunteers to monitor poll locations. In 2018, a federal court allowed a decree that has been enacted for decades to expire. You guys know the Voting Rights Act. That decree prevented Republican National Committee from enacting ballot security measures. The decree was enacted in 1981 after the RNC enlisted Army off-duty police officers to patrol majority-minority precincts. Now that there is nothing on the book stopping them anymore, they're gonna go back to that bullshit. The plan is to have these poll monitors stationed across 15 states to monitor polling places and challenge ballots and voters deemed suspicious. The vice notes, I can only imagine what is suspicious?
Niggas.
Right. So yeah, but listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, this is why I'm voting for Jill Stein. All right. She gonna get us out of this. And just like she did in 2016 as a protest vote, I'm gonna do exactly what the Republicans want me to do, but call it being woke. So zero for me, Care.
This gives us a Jacaris, because this is the shit people need to be paying attention to versus Joe Biden going on the Breakfast Club. I see more people getting upset about Joe Biden going on the motherfucking Breakfast Club than about shit that actually gonna goddamn matter.
Wow, you see, this is why, I mean, our marriage works, but this is the thing why we can't talk politics, because I'm so much woker than your ass right now.
I'm asleep. I have been taking a nap for 4 years.
You need to get
my black ass to wake up.
You need to get off the Democratic plantation with that bullshit right now, because let's be honest.
Nobody knows okay. The trouble I've seen.
It's a shame. It's a shame, really. Nicole.
100.
Okay, I see. So you gonna just go ahead and vote like good old Master Biden wants you to. All right, go ahead. Reggie, what about you?
Yeah. This is a zero.
Oh, zero. Okay, not fucked with at all. Okay, yes. Okay.
Zero.
Good.
You know, I mean, they only spent $20 million. I feel like if they spent
if they were really balling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All this money they got from the, you know, damn campaign, they only spent $20 million. So I feel like that's pocket change to the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. True.
Plus, they're not even trying.
Plus, I thought you blacks like police. I mean, y'all voted for cop Mala Harris. Okay. Y'all love the police. I'm too woke for this shit.
Are you gonna trigger Reggie talking about cop Mala? We be here for another 3-4 hours.
The K-Hive. Yo, the K-Hive is for real, man. I thought it was a joke at first. They really be on your ass. Mm-mm-mm. All right, hold on. I'm gonna pause real quick.
We're sending you to jail.
Right. Let me pause real quick. All right, so, and I, of course, give it your cars. Them niggas send so much money to keep us from voting. I'm honestly though, to be real, I'm a little disappointed in the woke niggas that's like, I'm not voting, because y'all are doing that for free when they are paying $20 million to keep us from voting. Like, if you don't take your black ass out the house and get some of this motherfucking white people money, at least get paid to be a Jason Whitlock. You just gonna be out here so woke you against yourself for free?
Right.
No.
Candace Owens is getting a check.
Come on now.
And cashing it every month.
Like, there's honestly, it's nothing worse than the liberal not voting niggas. Like, cause you are just getting played for nothing. I can't respect that.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't tap dance for free. If I pull out my tap dancer shoes and I get the cut in the jig, I want to get paid.
Like, you climbing flagpoles and coming down and going to jail for nothing? Wouldn't be me. Would not be me.
And it's, the funny thing is, like, these are the same people who have something to say about every Democratic candidate.
Right.
About every single one. And now, this who we have left, and y'all mad. Not one single person was good enough. Mm. Not one.
All right, let's go to the next one, guys. Educate yourself. Rachel Lindsay checks fellow Bachelorette alum for using the N-word. I yearn for the day when white people say the N-word is no longer a thing, but sadly I doubt we'll see that day anytime soon. Oh, where is this from? Madame Noir. Okay. She's editorializing on this shit. The way white supremacy is set up, the idea that a person outside the black community would not be allowed to use a racial epithet is beyond comprehension. And over again, we see white people maliciously and nonchalantly use the word only to feign ignorance once they've been called out. The latest public figure to stumble over this enticing trap is former Bachelorette contestant, Hannah Brown.
Applehead Hannah.
What's her name? Applehead?
Applehead Hannah.
According to CNN, Brown, who participated in season 15 of the series, was rapping along to the words of DaBaby's rock star when she let the word fly on her Instagram live video this past Saturday. Have you ever seen a real nigga rock star? Someone immediately called her out for the use of the word and she feigned shock and surprise. I did? I'm so sorry. I was singing. I'm so sorry. I don't think, maybe I did. Maybe it was Patrick. Anyway, who's Patrick?
So Patrick was somebody else that was in the room. The girl off camera was going, that wasn't you. That was Patrick. And homegirl was like, did I? Oh, maybe it was Patrick. I'm on fire. You knew this one was a good one for me. Come on with it. Come on with it.
The following day, she issued a more fleshed out apology.
Okay.
You know, they always take them a day.
Mm-hmm.
I owe you all a major apology. There is no excuse, and I will not justify what I said. I have read your messages and seen the hurt I have caused. I own it all. I am terribly sorry and know that whether in public or private, this language is unacceptable. I promise to do better. Now look, I don't know that she has a southern accent. I just assume people that say nigga like that.
She does.
Oh, cool.
She from Alabama. You good.
If this were a simple story about white woman saying the N-word, I would have left it where I found it because there's nothing surprising about that at all. But when the news of Brown's era spread, another former Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay, came forward to share her thoughts on the matter. Is Rachel the black one?
Of course she is, Roderick.
Okay. Because I'm like, why would any of them address this? But there you go. She had to.
Right. You know, ABC tagged her in the post.
Shout out to all the other Bachelorettes that felt no need to say anything.
To say not one word. But Rachel, miss, I'm going to subtly let y'all motherfuckers know I'm not picking a black man. Lindsay, mm-hmm. of course, came mm-hmm. up to say the thing. Come mm-hmm. on.
Let me give you a little history of that word. Oh, God. You don't want... You definitely don't want it with no black person that starts with that.
If that's the beginning.
She's a lawyer. She's a lawyer. She ready. She was ready. They brought her on this last season's reunion to address racial issues. She is the bachelor spokesperson on race currently.
She might as well have started with, I'm just a simple small country lawyer.
right.
Yeah, y'all gonna be here for a long time. You start a sentence off of that, you might as well get you a snack.
Question for the culture, okay? let me give you a little history on that word. That word has so much weight and history behind it. If you don't know, please do yourself a favor because it's probably not in your history book at school. Please do yourself a favor and educate yourself on that word. That word was used as hate. It was used to injure people, to make people feel inferior, and it is still being used in certain communities to spew hate. That is the history of that word. It was used to make black people feel less than. It was used to make them feel inferior. And every time you use that word and you aren't black, you give that word power. And that is why, that is wrong. I don't care if you're singing along to it in a song. You hear the argument that rappers and other people use it in songs because they are taking power back over a word that was used against them. It is not an excuse for you to now take that word when it was so much hate history, has so much hate and history behind it, and say it, especially on a public platform, and empower other people to feel comfortable enough to use a word. Non-black people should not feel okay saying that word. I repeat, non-black people should not feel okay about saying the word nigga. It's wrong. You wouldn't say it on TV. You You wouldn't say it on the radio. You wouldn't say it in front of your black friend. And if the reason you wouldn't say that is because you feel uncomfortable, maybe you shouldn't say it in private around your other friends either. Damn, she did this with her hair wrapped up too.
Duh!
Yep. So I guess that's that on that. 0 to 100, Karen.
Mm, 25.
All right. Nick Ju?
I mean, it's definitely 100 for me. That show has a race issue and they have never addressed it in almost 30 seasons. And now that they have a black bachelorette in the alumni group, they pull her out for this sort of stuff. And I'm sure she responded to this like on her own, obviously, because she was mad about it, but she's still definitely as a representative of quote unquote bachelor nation. And like, I hate that she's been put in that position as the only black person to ever lead that show, but she has been. And like, it's just super unfortunate. It's super, super unfortunate because Hannah, I couldn't even finish her season because it was so much like, oh, I have to actually date these black men y'all put on here.
Oh no.
Just under the surface. And I bailed on it. But like 100.
Reggie?
I mean, I'm going to give it a 0 because I'm 0% shocked. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree with what Nick Ju said. Like the fact that they made Rachel their in-house EDI consultant is like fucked up. And you know, I'm not shocked. And if I see that hoe in the streets, I got smoke for her ass with my gloves on.
For me, I'll give it, I guess like a 50. I feel more fucked with that Rachel is the only person that addressed it. Cause even if she did it on her own, like, it's a whole fucking institution over there. Like, the company, all that shit. And then the other part of it, cause I don't really ever get surprised by white people saying nigga to rap songs. I just don't. Like, I think they must all do it. Like, I'm more like fucked up that they are, think they can just share it with everybody. Like, the camera don't go out to the world, but I expect when they in their car, they rap along to that shit. I assume they do. If you ever been to a concert, they do it. Like, it's not really, I think that's more about self-protection. I refuse to let myself get wound up by that. Cause I know niggas do, fine with them. I can't do it. I need my peace. So when motherfuckers do that shit, I just be like, all right, dummy. And then just move the fuck on. Like, just don't do it around me. I'm not one of those.
Hey, baby, the chat said they can't hear me for something.
They can't hear you.
I mean, we can hear each other, but the chat is saying they can't hear me.
Now they can.
So, I don't know. Did you hit a button or something?
No, I didn't touch nothing.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No, it's because your picture shows you as muted.
No, because if she doesn't get muted, you get a, her audio comes through me. So if I don't mute her, y'all get an echo, but.
No, I think that's why they said that, they couldn't hear you, because there's just like a symbol of you being muted and you laughed and nobody heard the sound, but I think we did.
Oh, okay.
All right. We should be good now, but yeah. All right. Let's see. Any more of this? All right. I'll let you guys pick what we do next. We can do white people news or we can do guest race.
Go ahead.
White people news. Yeah.
White people news. All right. Now, I normally play a video. I had to take Karen off screen.
Yes.
You guys will still be able to hear her.
Yeah. So, okay. So we can get educated because y'all know us. I know people be like, I know who them people are. I be like, who?
So I'm going to take Karen off screen and then we're going to play some white people news. What is this tag doing in here? This doesn't even go with this. Give me 1 second to move that. All right, so white people news, music, and let me share my screen so you guys can see the video because I know everyone loves to hear it. And I went and found some new ones, so you know, hopefully you guys will enjoy this. I went and found some black people covering white people music.
Insecure, don't know it, but you're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't make up to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the world can see it. Everyone else but you.
can see it. Everyone else but you. You light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful. You light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. So come on, you got it wrong. To prove I'm right, I'll put it in a song. I don't know why you're being shy and turn away when I look into your eyes.
All right. That was One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, covered by Aiden Lewis.
Mm-mm.
I hate to say it, but the original is better.
That's what I was about to say. Cause I don't, not trying to be funny, it didn't have no hot sauce on it. I don't know what he came in there with, but
I felt like he wasn't trying to make it his own.
Right.
You know, like he almost should have been lip syncing the way he sang that. That was just
the only sauce he had on that was mayonnaise.
Yeah, like Aiden feels like the black friend that lets you say the N word around him. You know, I hate to say
with the hard R.
Yeah, hate to say it, Aiden, but it gave me vibes of like if she was rapping along to The Baby and said, "Nigga, you wouldn't even flinch." So, Karen, I invited you back on screen over there. All right. So as always, like to start white people news with That Y'all's Man. Let's see. There's only two articles. Trump threatens to stop funding for Michigan if absentee ballots are sent to all voters.
Of course.
They don't want you to be able to vote by mail. I wonder why.
I wonder motherfucking why.
Why do Republicans have so much invested in making sure your black ass don't vote? It's weird. It's almost as if Mark Lamont Hill, you know, I'm not gonna say it. Trump campaign selling "You Ain't Black" t-shirts after Biden's comments. You know what? Yes. I hope you buy them and I hope you wear them. It's gonna be funny to see one, the whites who buy these and wear them, cause they're gonna be some. And two, the blacks who buy these and wear this, because you ain't, nigga. Like, what? Maybe he can't say it, but I can. But when y'all show up in this motherfucking Dominant Silk Couture, I am going to fucking laugh in your face. Oh my god, can't believe that's a thing.
Right?
Okay. Oh man, I shout out to all the woke niggas that felt like they needed to explain. I was like, it'll be a cold day in hell before I talk about you can't question the blackness of a Trump supporter. A cold. Frigid.
Look, there are many hills upon which I will die. That is not one.
That ain't, that
it'll
ain't
be
one.
Absolute 0 degrees in hell before your boy is out here talking about y'all. What y'all not gonna do is question Candace Owens' blackness.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my face.
All them, fucking Helen Keller to that shit. I'm blind and deaf.
Right. All them wokes had to do it because that's what they do all day, like explain racism to white people. But I seen it. I kept scrolling. It was like, oh, listen, guys, he shouldn't have said it because we know that it's, oh, no. Mm-hmm, no. Jason Whitlock can be called white for all I care. Don't matter. Let's get to this white people news. All right. Labor of Love star Christy Katzman talks about her relatable journey to motherhood on Fox's new reality show. Now I don't know if y'all gonna be watching this one, but
I heard about that. It's like The Bachelor but getting knocked up.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah, nigga. Yeah, what? You meet some strangers and one of them shoots the club up at the end.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a part of the deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a sperm motility test? That's like the first episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The 41-year-old is intelligent and successful. After years of putting her career first, she's ready to find a partner and have a baby. In this series, she'll meet 15 eligible men who share her hopes of parenthood. During this modern-day mating story, the men will face various challenges to see if they're truly ready to take the next step with Christy, and if she doesn't feel a connection, they'll be sent home. Catherine spoke with Fox News about her unconventional journey and on the new show. Why are you interested in being part of this particular series? I think to cast the lead took some time because producers had to find someone who truly was in a place in their life and already taken this journey. I think for me, it really was uncanny because it's truly my life story. The timing could not have been more perfect. Oh man, I gotta show y'all this picture. Hold on, Karen, I gotta take y'all screen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
They gotta see what's going on. This would not work with the blacks.
She had me until the relationship part. Like, if we're just looking for a sperm donor, then magnifique. Nah, but right. We gotta be together? Nah.
Nick, what percentage chance do you give the blacks in this, the two black dudes that they put on here?
So let's say it's eight episodes because it's a new series. Let's say it's 12 episodes. There will be a black man to survive until the third.
Okay.
Episode.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
cause they want to reel us in. Mm-hmm. And if they lose all the blacks in the first episode, we won't come back.
True.
Somebody said in the chat that Brazzers and I'm finished.
Yeah. Yeah, if the black dudes make it to the end, they're gonna call it Black Lorette.
Oh, no.
But I don't think they're gonna make it.
Cause she's gonna say she wants his cock one time and he's gonna be like, nah.
You know what's so wild? I feel like this is something that if it was reverse genders, people would be like, look at these sluts. But when it's men, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is essentially what Future does every day, you know? And
bye.
And we are always judging those women.
I mean, she is 41. True. I just turned 42. Like, I understand her plight,
mm-hmm.
but it's just the relationship part that I'm like very uninterested in. Like, give me the baby and go.
And my thing is, so I'm on the show at the end. It says I got to get pregnant, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's a part of the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So after the show, the lights and the camera goes off, like real life kicks in after that, right? So I done had a baby with somebody that I may or may not like and may or may not care for.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to be mm-hmm. sure, like, yeah, this is going to get real messy as shit when the show ends.
Speaking of white people news, Denzel Washington helps a homeless man in distress.
Oh,
that's right. Denzel Washington did a good deed for somebody in need Thursday, helping a homeless man who was clearly in distress. Denzel was driving in WeHo at around
WeHo.
What'd you say?
WeHo.
Okay, WeHo. Okay, cool.
West Hollywood.
Oh.
Okay, I'm about to say,
I just thought it was like where the prostitution happens in that city or something.
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Well, what do you know? And then he saw the man in the street in some peril with oncoming traffic. Denzel got out of his car, talked to the man, and brought him to safety on the sidewalk. Denzel was wearing a protective mask, but the man he was helping was not, despite the risk. He needed the help, and the DW, Denzel Washington, was the man for the job. Wow. Wow. Damn, Denzel. You real, because I would have left him there, okay? I can't even front, okay? This is what he said.
Can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
No.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. It's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. I ain't got to like you. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life. Me and your mama worked that out. Between us, and liking your black ass wasn't part of the bargain.
Now, get your ass out the street. And then he was like, all right. My bad, Denzel. So, shout out to Denzel.
Get that goddamn fence.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Tell my hoes not to come around on Thursday.
Now, I'm going to be over at my... Oh, go ahead.
Fences is so triggering to me that, like, I think we stopped our August Wilson walkthrough.
Y'all did!
After Fences, because I was like, you know what? No. Mm-hmm. Troy was, oh,
he's
no.
He's the worst.
I was about to say, you can keep it up, baby.
No, I'm about to, but okay. I fuck with Troy. That portrayal of Troy, cause Denzel was killing it.
Oh, he was amazing. He was amazing.
I really had him as my sleeper to win that year in the Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh God, he killed that shit.
It's like one of the first monologues you learn as a young black actress is that I was standing right by you, Troy. And even from a young age, I was like, but why?
Right.
Are we talking? You just walked into my home and told me that not only did you get another woman pregnant, but now she had died. Mm-hmm. And you need to help me raise our love child. And the fact that they had any conversation that wasn't like hot grits being thrown amazes me.
He hit her with that baby need a mother. He's like, the baby need a mother. I was like, oh.
I know wife.
Right. So that baby, I have a mother, but you a womanless man.
You'd have been a dead man.
Come on. And then he had another speech in there too. He had a lot of them. That was good, but he had that other one too where he said, every night I pound you to some shit.
Oblivion.
Oh my God.
This nigga had the nerve to come into that home and tell his wife that he didn't like her no more because she didn't make him laugh.
Right? Oh. That other one made him feel like a man. Mm-mm-mm. His friend fuck tried to tell him. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, fuck Roberta, Alicia Keys ass.
You don't know her name, okay? She saw that man. She saw that man wanting some milk in his coffee, all right? She gave it to him. Michael Bay plans to produce a pandemic inspired thriller, will be the first to shoot a film since mid-March.
You go home and get coronavirus if you want to.
Who are partnering with Adam Goodman's Invisible Narratives to produce the movie Songbird, a pandemic inspired film. Didn't we already do Bird Box? Like, why do we need this?
Hello? We gonna blow up the virus?
Where the explosions going? Yeah, where the explosions coming in? Yeah, all right, well, that's Michael Bay, you know, he always doing something. Lori Loft, oh, sorry, Kat, go ahead.
I about to say, we'll see, because how are you going to film this and keep social distancing and keep people from the outbreak of the virus? Like, this is nothing but waiting on a lawsuit.
I don't know, this nigga gonna have them motherfuckers in astronaut helmets filming that shit. Lori Loughlin is gonna plead guilty in college admission scandals, and she agrees to prison time. When you're white,
that's gonna be a real full house.
I thought Have Mercy was Jesse's line.
Oh no.
I like that. When you white and you rich, you get to agree to prison time.
All right.
I'll take 2 weeks.
Yeah, she could have got a slap on the wrist if she would have originally just took the bullshit that they gave her the first time.
Yeah, that other woman, Juliana Hoff or whatever.
Honey, she done served her time and living her best white life.
Felicity Huffman.
Who? Oh, Felicity Huffman, same thing.
Yeah, y'all know we don't know white people.
No, we don't know the whites.
Yeah, they all blend to us.
So that's why the segment is so good.
Right.
both will serve prison time and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, her and her husband, Massimo Gianulli. under their plea deals, securing the fraudulent admission of their two daughters, Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose, to the University of Southern California crew team as purported athletic recruits. Both daughters had never participated in the sport. According to the court documents, the couple were accused of paying $500,000 to snag their places on the team so the girls would be admitted to the school. Laughlin, 55, agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. According to the deal she signed on Wednesday, she will be sentenced to 2 months in prison and a $150,000 fine.
Didn't the other one get a smooth pay period?
Two weeks. Yeah, but she had agreed to longer than that, and she served less.
Didn't that woman who got her kids sent to a school in a different school district get 5 years in prison?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That black woman? Oh, she's a black. Yeah. She was a black, Reggie. This is white people news.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
We don't do that here. No, sir. But yeah, so they will also get 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service.
They ain't got no more kids. They can't do it again.
Yeah, that's true. And then Gianulli, her husband, he gonna get 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 250 hours of community service. I don't know why he got more time. I don't know.
Because he a man?
Because he made them ugly ass jeans at Target.
No.
Sir, some of this sentence is about them jeans, okay? You got Michael Jordan out here looking like a goddamn fool, and you gotta pay. The couple will formally plead guilty to be sentenced at a hearing before U.S. District Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton that hasn't been yet scheduled. So we'll see. I wonder if they'll do the thing where they lower it and then when they're in jail they lower it again. Mm-hmm. You know, like they did for the other white.
Oh yeah.
John Krasinski, the office bay.
Mm-hmm. He got handsome as he got older. He got more handsomer.
And what's the other joint he was in where he be fucking up them brown people?
Is he in the John Wick series?
Not John.
No, Wick. Jack Ryan.
Yeah. That's it. Jack Ryan. Welcome to our side. Right. Okay. Same white people. John Krasinski, has a show he calls Some Good News. He started as like a show for like the internet or whatever. And now there's a massive bidding war for it, and the series will be landing at Viacom CBS in a rich deal. CBS All Access, which will be rebranded this summer and bolstered with some more originals from across the Viacom CBS portfolio, will have the first window for the new episodes because they moved to a number of the company's linear networks. Oh, before they moved to a number of the company's linear networks.
I heard that this was something that he started and it caught on so quickly because mm-hmm. it was so positive. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people just dealing with so much and just swamped in negativity that so many people flocked to it. Good for him.
Yeah. They had a viral moment. They got the original cast of Hamilton to sing the opening number to this little girl who had tickets to see the show and didn't get to go because of the Rona. And he got the whole original cast on video to sing to her.
Oh, yep. That's sweet.
And it's all positive stuff. And he will not be hosting it. They'll have like a new host, but he will continue to be involved as an executive producer and have some on-air presence. But yeah, so he sold that shit. John Krasinski low-key be making moves, man. Between mm-hmm. this and then the series, the movies for Where You Can't Talk, A Quiet Place, yeah, like that. And then Jack Ryan, like, but he be making moves, man. Chrissy Teigen is in white people news. Mm-hmm. She bought 5 wedding dresses because she felt guilty about trying them on. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I want them type of problems.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the money, giving money to the wedding dress making community.
Mm-hmm. That's the problems I want.
On Tuesday, the 34-year-old model and cookbook author was outed for making some particularly extravagant purchases, but with the best of intentions. One time I saw you at Barney's and you bought a Celine bag so you wouldn't feel guilty about asking to use the bathroom, a fan tweeted. I knew I loved you before that, but that solidified it.
Wow. Damn, they rich.
Big Rich.
Must be nice.
They was like, you gotta make a purchase. I'll take that bag. Excuse me.
No wonder the, no wonder the blacks hate her. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Anyone that knows me knows this is very true. All too often, she wasn't joking. A friend of the stars continued the conversation on Instagram. Sort of like that time you bought 5 wedding dresses you knew you would never actually wear because you felt guilty about just trying on dresses, which is precisely the point of trying on wedding dresses. I love you, she wrote in a DM. Tegan shared the message in her stories along with the reply. Those went to great homes. So she didn't just buy the dress, she gave the dresses away. Wow.
To somebody that probably couldn't afford it.
Wow.
What a coincidence. So nice.
Incidentally, Tegan did seem to battle a bit of indecision on her wedding day to John Legend in 2013 and wound up wearing a total of 3 different Vera Wang gowns, a full skirted ball gown for the ceremony, a sexier mermaid silhouette for dinner, and a deep red trumpet dress for the reception.
Come on through.
Every time
a what dress?
It's a shape.
Red trumpet. Not trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet.
Yeah, it's a shape. It means it's tight down the line and then it poofs out just a little bit at the bottom.
Every time I went in to Vera Wang for a fitting, I couldn't stop getting one. She said, it's just too pretty.
Oh,
too bad she laughed at that joke about that little girl in 2013.
She should have never did that. Okay.
Yeah. No, you can't like her.
We got to hate her. No, okay. No. For the rest of her life. Too bad. She's not thick and twerking. So it's over.
No.
Shirtless Pierce Brosnan, 67, gives his wife Keely Shea Smith, 56, a tender kiss as they enjoy a beach day in Hawaii.
Oh,
they've been
precious,
happily married for 19 years.
Look at them.
And I know Pierce because I fuck with James Bond. Okay.
Okay.
He was a good Bond, but I just love him in I can't remember names of things today. See, you turn 42 and then you just get all Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you was gonna go with the Thomas Crown Affair.
I never saw that. Okay. I don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
I only watched Bond because my brother was a Bond fan and I had to.
Well, you know, I love me some Impossible White Man, so I can't help myself.
Right.
Don't get more impossible than Bond, okay? That motherfucker.
Right.
None of that shit would happen in real life.
He was fucking way too many sisters.
Too many, and he be saying his full government name everywhere he go, knowing that people want to kill him. How you undercover and you telling people your name, your real name? Oh God, I don't understand that series, but I love it. Like, you know they looking for you. Have you seen the spy? Oh, James Bond. This is shaking, not stirred. Let me get a drink while I wait on these niggas to kill me. Pierce Brosnan, 67, gave his wife Keely Shea Smith, 56, a tender kiss as they enjoyed the beach day in Hawaii on Thursday. The James Bond star indulged in a spot of snorkeling, displaying his toned torso as he waded shirtless through the water wearing nothing but blue board shorts.
Did God trouble the water?
I don't think so. I think he's parted the seas for his man, okay? Keely sat on beach towels wearing a mint blue tunic while relaxing in the sunshine with her husband lunging forward to plant a kiss on her lips. The mother of 2's brunette tresses were left in a naturally
cut.
67, okay. None of us gonna look like that at 67. That man's holding it down. Full head of hair too.
I mean, all grayed up.
I finally feel wanted to leave Robert Williams for his ass.
The mother of 2's brunette tresses were left in their naturally curly state, and she sported a healthy bronze glow. On April 10th, Pierce shared a tribute to his wife, Keely Shea Smith, on their wedding anniversary. The couple, who met in 1994 and tied the knot in 2001, took to Instagram to share the sweet throwback snaps. That's him snorkeling. Pierce wrote, "My darling angel heart, Keely, thank you for bringing such love and beauty into my life, for making these past 26 years the greatest joy of my life. Happy anniversary, my brown-eyed girl."
Aww, Pierce, so sweet.
They met the year before he made his Bond debut. Okay, I stand a sister that gets in early.
Okay.
That's called investment skills.
Okay. She survived all the cheating.
Come on. You know how many Alicia Keys she done had to thwart off, okay? You know how many octopuses? How many octopuses were stoned at this man?
Okay. You in one of the movies with Halle Berry?
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. You know, you did a movie with Halle, yeah. And all, you know, all, how many vagina galore ass women threw it at Pierce? And she survived, girl.
Come on. They were busting it wide open.
Mm-hmm.
He saw so many golden eyes.
Mm-hmm. Golden eyes, golden showers. Okay. So shout out to her.
Yeah,
okay.
they were shaking, but he wasn't stirring.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She probably was telling them women. She's telling them women, listen, bitch, you want to die another day? Because, okay, I got a license to kill, and I will use it.
It looks like a condom, but it's actually a drone.
Okay. This dick right here is for your eyes only. Because it's definitely not for your hands or any other place on your body. But yeah, he was previously married to an Australian actress, Cassandra Harris, herself a Bond girl, to Roger Moore in For Your Eyes Only for 1980 until her death after battle with ovarian cancer in 1991. Pierce is a biological father of three sons, two by Kaylee and Dylan, 23, Paris, 19, and Sean, 36, by Cassandra. He is also adopted father of Charlotte and Christopher Brosnan, Cassandra's two children, by her first husband, Dermot Harris, whose brother was Richard Harris of Harry Potter fame.
Oh, shit.
Charlotte, who, like Christopher, took Pierce's surname when she was adopted, died at the age of 42 in 2013 of the same illness that claimed her mother's life. He has often been vocal about how Keeley saved him from depression following his personal tragedies, describing her as a strength I wouldn't be able to live without. Pierce is now a proud grandfather of three, Charlotte's children, Isabella, 21, Lucas, 14, as well as Sean's daughter, Marley May, 4. So good for
him. Now, if this was a black couple, we would have saw this all over the timeline. It would have been think pieces about how he used his woman as a mule or whatever. Like, I wonder if white Twitter be doing that too. Like, I just want the GPS coordinates into white Twitter to see the stuff that they're fussing about. Cause you know they're fussing about stuff. They are.
They weren't fussing about this, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this is why white people knew so good, because we don't have to have the intersections of feminism and race and all that shit.
You know,
because
white women deserve to be loved, so why would we argue?
Yeah.
Right, we just like, aw.
Right. Like, they made it through all that shit. Emily Ratajkowski posts and then deletes photos kissing Sebastian Bear McClard with a mask while talking about divorce amid lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Okay, I'm glad I'm not.
I don't know any of these people.
How you post a kiss in a mask?
Who are these people?
Maybe they smushed their mask together.
Yeah, there's a picture of it.
Yeah, look. Mm-hmm. I got a picture.
My guess is that they smushed their mask together, but we don't know this person.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know what this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
Wouldn't know a thing.
Mm-mm. And so they proved, and let's see, they proved her love for Sebastian Bear McClard was stronger than ever on Sunday. The 28-year-old took to social media to kiss her man via a face mask in a now deleted photo. Why she deleted it? People was like, that's not social distancing. Emily sported a light color high neck skiv top that hugged her toned and trim physique. She teamed with the look with loose fitting trousers and accessorized with a crossbody bag. The model styled her brunette tresses out in a natural waves and wore a mask over her face. I guess this is them in chilling in the bed together.
Okay. So she's a model, is that what you said?
Yeah, she a model. Oh, that's her on the cover of GQ.
So this is the stuff that white people be fussing about because they made her delete it.
See, model, CEO, activist, and she's wearing a shirt that looks like Bernie Sanders.
CEO.
As a young person. Yeah, CEO, you know. Mm. I mean.
Who is he? Is he just her boyfriend or is he somebody too?
I'm sure they'll get to it. Let me see. Sebastian was dressed in a t-shirt and pants for a loved up shot. Oh, they didn't even bother to like Oh, because he didn't. Okay, he didn't bother. Never mind. Sometimes it'll be like he was in a Calvin Klein. They was like,
right.
He was in Target's finest. he was in Fruit of the Loom jogging pants and Hanes t-shirt. Emily posts dripping. Okay.
Anytime I step out, I'm popping flavor. I'm dripping sauce. They already know I'm coming through, shutting it down. I just want my man to be a reflection of that. Like, when they see him, can he be the Kanye to my Kim?
Come on.
Be the Kanye to my Kim?
Okay. She dressed up and you just came in some t-shirts and jogging pants. As for her own let's see. Emily Post comes after she reveals she thinks COVID-19 pandemic will lead to a lot of couples getting divorced. She's not wrong. As for her own relationship, she told GQ magazine that they were in a good place. It's been interesting being in quarantine and married. I feel like a lot of people will end up divorced, but my husband and I are in a good partnership, and I think that I've learned a lot about myself being married for sure. Emily, who shared she knows two people who have tested positive for the respiratory virus, also spoke about her anxiety and stress levels during this uncertain time. Oh, now see, he did it. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. That's the Kanye Tours, Cam energy that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're dripping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they matching.
So much swag. That's what I love to see. Okay. He went out there and said, go ahead and design me some tops and bottoms with that.
You know what that looked like? That looked like I'm looking down in the ocean at the sea coral. Just mm-hmm. swimming.
Mm-hmm. I love
it.
Can he
it.
Be the Kanye to my Kim?
Yes, he can. I think that the hardest part, this looming kind of threat that's everywhere, obviously the numbers are going up every day, and I know two people who have tested positive, but it doesn't really feel like it's hit yet. It's more like there's no way to know how long this is going to go on or the severity of it. I think that's producing anxiety in most people. As for Emily herself, she's been using the extra downtime to complete her essay style memoir that has a political spin. I have probably 10 essays, but I'm trying to perfect them. That's one of the main things I've been doing. For me, it's been the one benefit of Corona that's been interesting. I plan to take until mid-April to edit these essays. I have 160 pages all in draft. I have an agent, and I'm going through his one sheet of notes. The Inamorata designer added, all I needed was no distractions, and I promised myself I was going to tell everyone to just leave me to work and get them done. Now look. So there you go. Okay.
I like how they throw in their little resume stuff so you can know who they are, because I really like, are these supposed to be household names? I have never heard of these people.
They be in the white world because they be doing shit and everybody over here be like, who?
Yeah, I appreciate the Daily Mail for this. People always say it's a rag and it's right wing, and they're right. But I don't go to them for their politics. I go for them for their celebrity white people news, and they be on it. So they come with all the receipts. Like, this motherfucker did this on the third season of Bachelorette. Oh, that's why he famous? Okay.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Austin.
Chat.
Brian Austin Green posts cryptic message about butterflies feeling smothered after his wife Megan Fox is seen with Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, this bitch did not just...
Oh my God.
Okay, I know who the woman is. I don't.
Yeah,
Megan Brian Fox. Austin Green. He was on 90210. Karen, did you watch that show?
Oh, years ago. It's been a long time.
That's David from 90210.
Okay.
He's fine too. And he's one of those white men that we secretly know he likes sisters.
Okay. Brian Austin Green posted a cryptic message about feeling smothered after his wife Megan Fox was pictured with Machine Gun Kelly. As rumors continue to swirl, Brian, 46, and his wife, 34, have been quarantining apart. Brian shared a photo of a monarch resting on a flower with an unusual caption. Eventually, butterflies get bored sitting on a flower for too long. He captioned the photo on Saturday.
Ooh.
They start feeling smothered. It's a great big world, and they want to experience it.
Oh, he in love with her. Mm. He in love with her. She's the butterfly in that metaphor, most definitely.
Mm. She got his nose.
He like, she got to go do her thing. Let her go do her little thing.
And I'm tell you right now, Machine Gun Kelly is a murder hornet, okay?
He gonna eat her alive.
Right. That's not who you want. You do not want your wife hanging out with him. It's been said that Brian and Megan are currently self-isolating apart. The pair have been pictured out on their own lately and notably not wearing wedding rings. Brian, however, has been seen wearing the band on and off.
Oh, it's inconsistent.
So he the one that still think it's a hope. Megan was seen in the passenger seat of an Aston Martin, which was being driven by Machine Gun Kelly on Friday in exclusive photos obtained by Daily Mail. Both of them have been cast in a serial killer movie, Midnight in the Switchgrass, which began filming in Puerto Rico this March shortly before COVID-19 lockdowns.
And they still in Puerto Rico.
Locking it down.
Maybe that's just her coworker.
Right. Maybe he'll work husband. Megan has been married to Beverly Hills 90210 star Brian since 2010, and they share three sons, Noah, 7, Bodie, 6, and Journey, 3.
I didn't know she had three kids.
Do Machine Gun Kelly still look hella unwashed?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's changed. You know, whites can change. Look at Justin Bieber. He went from, like, heartthrob to, well, he kind of...
unwashed.
Yeah, he went to unwashed, but he wasn't always that way. And then he had that little nigga phase in the middle too. That was cool. In the middle of like, they always have that one, don't they?
Right?
In the middle. my man Justin Timberlake went from.
Lord Jesus.
He hit across the line several times.
He went to like Republican style dress. Like he started with the Negroes and then he went heavy into the Negroes all the way to cornrow
and then he dropped it down a few notches.
Yeah, titty gate happened and he started backing away slowly into the bushes.
Like Homer Simpson.
Made a fucking country album.
Right. That nigga popped out wearing the Gap drip.
Come on, Banana Republican.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is incredible.
Yes.
Oh my God. That is incredible.
That's his look to a T, a banana Republican. Oh my God. So then Megan has been married to him. Oh yeah, in the middle of last month there were reports that Brian and Megan might be self-isolating separately amid the coronavirus pandemic. She has been hunkering down in her gated community in Calabasas while he's been glimpsed without the children around the Malibu area. Let's see. However, earlier in the month the couple was seen together stocking up on health food at the Irrawaddy market. Megan filed for divorce from Brian in 2015, citing irreconcilable differences, but she was back with him and pregnant with Journey the following year. Oh, they go back for the baby sometimes. 3 years after they got back together, Megan took the legal step of filing to dismiss the divorce petition last April. So what's the real truth?
Right?
Like y'all,
it seems like they had that little baby and the baby revitalized the marriage enough to where they thought that they was about to stay together. And then she met Machine Gun Kelly.
Yep. And
he's
machine gunning the club up probably.
Can you imagine? I think that's why he's like being very gentle about it. He's like, she just needed to go sit on another flower for a little bit. She'll be back. Like, wow, she can't be leaving me.
Flower.
She can't be leaving me for this guy.
All right. How long have we been going? Let me see here. I mean, I'm having a great time, but we've been going for a while too. So I'm gonna try to wrap it up. All right. It's enough of the whites, guys. All right. We're gonna get into some sword rackiness. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, whites came through though. We appreciate y'all.
We can't have y'all tied up all day.
It was a very tense show, you know. A lot of things are going down and I feel better now that we got to detox with the whites. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to sword ratchetness. Boom. Sword ratcheting this time, guys. A service station employee was threatened with a samurai sword and a baseball bat.
Couldn't, oh, shit. Dang.
Couldn't decide if it was Leonardo or Casey Jones.
Duh!
An investigation is underway following an armed robbery at a state service station in Newcastle overnight. About 1:45 a.m., emergency services were called to a service station on Maitland Road, Sandgate. Police have been told two unknown men entered the station and approached the counter, threatening the employee, a 24-year-old man with a samurai sword and a baseball bat, while demanding money. The men stole cash before fleeing the scene on foot towards Mangrove Road. The employee was not physically injured. But the emotional scars, I mean, you can never recover from.
Mm-mm.
Officers from Newcastle City Police District established a crime scene, which was examined by a specialist forensic police. As inquiries continue, anyone who may have dash cam or CCTV for the surrounding area, so basically help the police if you can. This happened in Australia, so Wanga, we need you to get on the case, all right? Figure this out. All right, y'all, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much, Nick, Reggie.
Tell everybody how to reach y'all.
Thank you guys so much for having us. This was so much fun. And now that we're all sitting down in the same place, we need to get y'all back on again too.
Anytime.
So you can find our show. It's What's the Tea, TEA, everywhere that you listen to podcasts. If you want to email Reggie, no, I can't do it no more.
our show Twitter is @GoodDaySaints. Good Day Saints. Our email address is gooddaysaints@gmail.com. Our phone number, y'all don't call us, but we got a phone number and a website and all of the shit too. But yeah, thanks y'all.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank y'all for coming on.
It's always fun to have y'all on.
Yeah, so it's always like just catching up with old friends. So we appreciate y'all for coming on. Tomorrow we'll have Raisani on, so that'll be fun.
Yay!
We'll see about the rest of the week, guys. So stay indoors or go out with masks 6 feet apart. And hopefully we won't see any of y'all taking selfies at these pool parties and stuff.
Please don't.
So if you do that, don't take a selfie and post it online. You don't have to tell us. All right. We don't want to know. All right, y'all. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.